Greenville's committed 20 errors this season. That is not the most in the Appy League. The most belongs to Bluefield, who got their first win of the season last night. They've committed 28 errors so far through 9 games play. They play again tonight. 0-2. Way outside, and it's now 2-2. Blankenship, the last time he pitched, he went only an inning of work against the Danville Otterbots. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Blankenship gets the strikeout to start the game, and that's how it starts for the Fly Boys here. Top of the first inning. It's now time for your Energy Home Solutions uniform report, and it's the same uniform as last night. Fly Boys win the blue hats with the Fly Boys insignia on them, the cream-colored jerseys with Fly Boys across the chest in blue and red. Doughboys win the black hats with the gold logo on the front of the hat. As that pitch from Blankenship gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Black jerseys with gold lettering and gold numerals on the back and white pants for Johnson City. And this is Maselli. Step again for Johnson City, down 0-1, and that's outside 1-1. Maselli last night also went 0-3, but did have an RBI, scored a run, reached on 2 walks as well. Part 7 walks drawn by the Doughboys last night as he hits that one over to Will Brown. Will Brown running, throws it over to first, makes the play. For me, that's Alex Diaz. Will Brown's playing second tonight. Had a change in the lineup at the last minute, but Alex Diaz charges in and makes the play back over at short again. There are 2 away in the top of the first. Defensive alignment for the Fly Boys here. Josh Cunniff is playing catcher at first base, Aiden Canaday. Second base for the first time this year, Will Brown. Shortstop's Alex Diaz. Third base, Bo Ankeny. We'll get you the outfield after this pitch to Jaden Melendez as he steps in. With 2 outs, top of the first. His first pitch strike from left to right. The outfield, Shamar Dalton left, Saborn Campbell in center, Keen Saylor in right. That's been pretty good outfield for the Fly Boys these past few games without Will Taylor in the lineup. Here's the 0-1. Down the middle, and it's quickly 0-2. 0-2 count, 2 outs, no score in top of the first inning. Just getting underway here at Pioneer Park. The 0-2 from Blankenship. Chopped over again to Diaz. Charges in, grabs it, makes a throw, and gets it in time. So back-to-back great plays from Alex Diaz. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Fly Boys on defense. They will look to get some offense rolling. Only had 1 hit last night. They'll look to have more than that tonight when we return. And we'll talk about the pitching staff of the Johnson City Doughboys. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No score early in this one. After the Fly Boys will get a chance to bat for the first time tonight, and they will be facing a pitcher for the first time in the Appy League, Jacob Beckenstedt of SIU Edwardsville, making his first appearance for Johnson City this season. Is that a right-hander out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa? Played last season at SIU Edwardsville out of the Ohio Valley Conference. This season had a 5.07 ERA. Gave up 50 hits, 32 runs, 28 of those were earned. 55 strikeouts to 24 walks. Had 6 strikeouts back on May 7th against Tennessee Tech this past season. So, against that, gets his first action for the Doughboys. He'll face Saborn Campbell to start off this contest. No score here. Once again, Fly Boys last night. Only had one hit. That was by Avery Collins in the second inning. As Campbell swings at the first pitch, Moss picks it up, throw back over to the pitcher, and Vegas that ties it, and Moss makes another great defensive play. So first pitch swing was Campbell. Moss slides over, picks up the ball, throws it back over to first to the pitcher, and that's quickly an out. And Coach Antoine Buckley just laughing at him. He can't believe he made just another great play. Moss made two fantastic snags out of the air. He's 6'3" from Seton Hall, so he used all of his body last night. Keen Saylor will step in with one out in the first pitch. For him, Megastats up high, 1-0. Saylor 0-4 with two strikeouts last night. He was, like most of this staff, was struggling. 12 batters struck out for the Fly Boys last night. Looking at five pitchers. As that one just misses outside, it's 2-0. 11 Doughboys batters did strike out as well, but they drew 7 walks. 6 walks were drawn by the Fly Boys. It was a tough battle for pitchers, but the pitchers for Doughboys got it done when they needed to. To hold them just one run, as Saylor hits that one into the air, and that'll get fouled out of play. Defensive alignment for the Doughboys. He's a new catcher for the Doughboys in this one from last night. That is Gardner Lawrence, as we mentioned. Moss at first base. You've already seen him do a play. Melendez at second. Maselli at short. And Saylor rips that one to the outfield. And there's the first hit of the game for the Fly Boys. And doesn't take until the second inning, get it in the first. But you got to hope they'll have more than that in this one. Now I'll bring up Avery Collins, the Greenville, Tennessee native, steps in for the first time today. He had the lone hit last night, went 1-for-4 with a strikeout. Cleveland State Community College, remember, in Greenville, Tennessee native. He fouls that one off toward the stands and goes off the netting, and so in one. No score here in the bottom of the first inning. Keegan Saylor reaches on a one-out single. It's Collins. A great interview with him. Talking about playing with his dad as a coach. As that throw is over first. His dad's able to be a dad off. They have a good dynamic. His dad's able to be a dad off the field and be a fantastic coach on it. He's helped him out with his catching as he played catcher for Greenville High School just down the road here for a number of years. The 0-1. Good breaking pitch gets in there, and it's now 0-2 on the Collins. Now Andy Collins is the pitching coach this season for the Fly Boys. Avery last year played for the Fly Boys on a temp contract for 2 weeks and didn't get a single hit. Says he's learned a lot playing with the Fly Boys and playing in college. As that pitch drops in there, Collins knew it. That one just froze him. That's a great pitch from Beckenstadt. That's his first strikeout of the game. And there are two away in the bottom of the first inning for Aiden Canaday. Canaday had a solid day at the plate, actually, despite not recording a hit. Was 0-for-1 and drew 3 walks. It's the Catawba Valley Community College transfer. Steps in. Keegan Saylor is going to take off. That pitch is dropped by Lawrence, and Saylor's in there safely with a stolen base. Saylor took off since that pitch was thrown. They're going to rule that a ball, and it's a 1-0 count now. Lawrence had a chance to throw, but that ball just came out of his glove, and he's kind of jogged it back, and no play there. Been a sunny day, may have some perspiration on his hands. It's been a little bit warmer today than it has been all week earlier in East Tennessee. It's been a perfectly sunny day. There's a big swing and a miss from Canada. It's 1-1. Last night it was sunny, and then all of a sudden we had a brief 10-minute rain shower in the eighth inning. In the eighth inning, I saw 7 runs scored by Johnson City and manager Jermaine Curse ejected in the game. He is able to coach today as he was out giving up starting lineups and is in the dugout, so It's like no harm, no foul. Just one of those, like he said, you got to charge to the game. The 1-1, you're bottom of the first inning, Canada. That one just sneaks in. That's a good pitch. Trying to get the edge is Beckenstadt, and he's able to. Makes it 1-2 as Fly Boys look to try to bring in a run, take an early lead on Johnson City. Johnson City has held a lead in 7 of the 9 games they've played. They're just 1-8. They finally got their first win last night. Here's the 1-2. Way outside. Couldn't get the frame job from Lawrence. It's 2-2. That one just drifted a little too far and missed. The curveball. Nice curve. Canada did not swing at it. And fortunately for him, for Beckenstadt, he couldn't get the calls. 2-2. Deuces wild. Runner at second is Saylor. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Fly Boys and the Doughboys here. 2-2 in the dirt. Canada holds off of it, and the count runs full for the first time today. Crowd still filing in here to Pioneer Park. A beautiful Saturday for Margaritaville night. Looking to blow it open with his own paradise hit is Aiden Canada. His time's going to be called by Canada with the count full. Like we said, he drew 3 walks last night and couldn't draw his 4th of the series here. That put runners at 1st and 2nd with 2 outs for Bo Ankeny, who stands on deck. Ankeny does have a home run in this ballpark earlier this week. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Beckenstadt gets Canada to chase. Back-to-back strikeouts for Beckenstadt. So Saylor is stuck on an island out in 2nd. As we played 1, no score so far in this one. As we head to the top of the 2nd inning, this is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take. And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan. Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Top of the 2nd inning, no score here as the Fly Boys get a runner to 2nd. Keyon Saylor steals 2nd, but can't bring him home in this one. No score early. As we are going to look around the Appy League, we can already start to look at some standings, take them a little bit seriously. This is game number 10 tonight for the Appy League. And already Elizabethton's up 3-0 on Bristol in bottom of the 4th. That game started at 6 o'clock. Danville Pulaski, no score in bottom of the 1st inning. Burlington, the only undefeated team left. Still no score in that one. Bottom 1st against Princeton. And Bluefield got their first win of the season over previously unbeaten Kingsport, and they're already up 1-0 in the bottom of the 1st, looking to get their own streak going into the off day tomorrow. Of course, last night, Johnson City got their first win of the season, moving to 1-8, while Greenville fell to 3-6 in last night's contest. And stepping in will be Colt Tremaine, who has been a thorn in the side of the Fly Boys after night 1, as that one's high from Blankenship 1-0. Tremaine went 2-for-5, but had 2 of those hits, an RBI, and scored a pair of runs. Also made some great catches out in the outfield as well. Just a 1-0 low, and it's 2-0. If you go around and look at the standings in the Appy League, because John City's at the very bottom of the West Division, Greenville in front of them by 2 games. Very early, 58-game season, but about to finish up 10 games in 2 weeks. Allen gets in the strike zone 2-1. Kingsport's on top at 8-1. Elizabethton 7-2. Bristol and Greenville tied at 3-6. Those two teams play on Monday and Tuesday here at Pioneer Park. Looking to get some space away as it's been a very top-heavy West Division to start off the year, but again, still early. Greenville got on a roll last year late to win the Athlete League Championship. That one gets in that first strike. Jermaine doesn't like the call. He has to step out for a bit, and he'll reset and come back in with 2-2 count, nobody out, and no score in the top of the second inning. Blankenship gets set. 2-2 pitch. Right down the middle, strike three. And that is the second strikeout of the game for Blankenship. It's coming up for Johnson City now. Jared Johnson, he hits that one on line to Kennedy. Flip over to the pitcher. Blankenship is made. Kennedy kind of looking up, breathing a sigh of relief a little bit. Had that one looking toward his dugout. That one was off a hop from Johnson, and quickly two outs in the top of the second inning. Coming up, Justin Green, and Green last night in center field made some good defensive plays. Went 1-for-4 with two RBIs. As his two RBI single blew up in the game in the eighth. At that point, gave the Doughboys a 7-0 lead. They'd add on and ended up winning 10-1. First pitch strike on the corner is in there, 0-1. Green batting 323 so far this season. Here's the 0-1. That one's high and misses, 1-1. Green playing third base tonight, so not in the outfield, so you gotta wonder if Greenville could take advantage as he was covering everything last night. Here's the 1-1 to Green. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Greenville step in. Blankenship's looking for his third strikeout of the night already. Two outs away, 1-2 count coming in the top of the second inning, no score. That one's up the end of the bat, fouled off into the netting. Everybody will reset. Sun starts to go down a little bit, but when it gets below the concourse, it'll get a little bit brighter out here. Early in this one. The 1-2. That one's just low. And just misses, and that count runs the deuces wild. On to Green. Kind of behind the plate catching tonight, part of that catcher rotation. 2-2. Tries to get in the chase, cannot, and the count runs full. It's on Green. Green looking to be the first base runner of the night for Johnson City. Here in the top of the second, no score. Payoff pitch coming with two away from Blankenship to Green. It sets and fires. It's fouled off, and everybody will reset with a full count. Again, Johnson City's problem has not been getting leads. It's been sustaining them. They sustained one last night to knock off the Fly Boys 10-1, scored three runs in the fourth, 7-8. Shutting down the Fly Boy offense to just one hit all night. Also, three errors by Greenville did not help either. Payoff pitch. That one gets just a piece of it that's green. It's fouled back to the screen. And long gap bats again. That's also been a trouble for these Fly Boy pitchers. They're trying to slow some things down and get out of innings quicker and save some arms. Had to use four arms last night. Payoff pitch comes again. Green fouls it off again. So this is a long at bat for Green. It's pushing that pitch count up on Blankenship. Blankenship did go six innings against Danville the other night. Other than that, he's had a pair of one-inning outings out of the bullpen. Here's the 3-2 pitch again. That one's hit on a line to Diaz. Diaz picks it up, gathers himself for the first in time. That's another 1-2-3 inning. Alex Diaz has been busy over at short, but has been effective. And that ends the top of the second inning. No score here. Fly Boys looking for some offense. We return. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh. Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
No score here in the bottom of the second inning, as it's been 1-2-3 innings back-to-back for Johnson City. Greenville does have one hit tonight. That came by Keaton Saylor. Again, that's all they got last night. Commit three errors. Had two base runners reach on errors and also drew six walks, but only scored one run. That was Tom Jurak on an error that allowed Brock Daniels to reach in the bottom of the eighth inning. We can get something going and get something started. It is Bo Ankeny as he'll step up to lead off the bottom of the second inning. Ankeny last night went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. He has two home runs this season, including one here at Pioneer Park. He hit over the benchmark physical therapy sign in left field in front of the American flag. That pitch gets in there for a strike from Beckenstadt 0-1. Beckenstadt two strikeouts early, including back-to-back to end the frame after giving up the hit and a stolen base to Keaton Saylor. Here's the 0-1, and that one gets the edge of the strike zone. Ankeny does not agree with the call, but it just snuck in there, and it's now 0-2. Sun setting here. Some shadows forming over the field at Pioneer Park. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes. That's three straight strikeouts for Beckenstadt. And there's one away in the bottom of the second inning. That brings up Shamar Dalton. Dalton 0-for-4 last night, but reached on an error and drew a walk. Reached on an error last night in a fielder's choice. He swings at the first pitch he sees, hits it to the right field, it's going to get down. That was going to roll all the way to the wall. Dalton's rounding first. He's going to be in the second standing there with a one-out double here in the bottom of the second inning. The first pitch he sees, Dalton laces one to the outfield. It's already more hits than last night for the Fly Boys. And Dalton, one-out double. And it's got something cooking for Will Brown stepping up for Greenville. Will Brown looking to step in, and this will be the first, if the Fly Boys can score here, would be the first lead for the Fly Boys in two games. They never led against Elizabethton or last night, as that pitch is down the middle for a strike, 0-1. Lost to Elizabethton 11-4 back on Thursday night, and on Friday night lost 10-1 to Fly Boys. Have been outscored 21-5 the last two games. The Fly Boys looking to get the offense moving. Had a combined six hits in those two games and six errors. the 0-1 pitch. That one's top foul into the glove of Lawrence, and it's 0-2. Dawn at second after the one-out double. Brown looking to bring him home and get some kind of offense going for the Fly Boys here with no score in the bottom of the second inning. The 0-2 almost hits Brown, just misses him, and it's 1-2. Brown had one hit off the top of his noggin earlier in the week here at this park, and it was the loudest noise I think I've ever heard in a ballpark. So he knows how to wear it. He's been hit three times this season. The 1-2 coming from Beckenstadt to Will Brown. Check on Dalton at second. There goes the pitch. Swing on a miss. Fourth strikeout already of the game for Beckenstadt. He has struck out four of the last five batters. And Josh Cunniff steps to the plate looking to get something going. Not just for Fly Boys, but for himself. It's Cunniff. This is just his seventh at-bat of the season, has yet to record a hit. Drew a walk and has one strikeout, so he's been able to hit and play. He's not been able to reach. Love to get his first hit here to bring home Dalton at second. That one misses low, 1-0. Last night, you figured if Hanselman could go five innings of shutout ball, John City had a chance, and they did. Looking probably for the same from Beckenstadt. He's getting up the two hits, but has four strikeouts already here in the bottom of the second inning. No score. The 1-0, and Beckenstadt's going to step off, and that's going to throw, and Dalton's calling a jam. Throw back to third. Dalton will juke back to second. Throw to second, and is in time for the out. Dalton just got frozen. He didn't think Beckenstadt was going to throw it, and Beckenstadt picks off Dalton at second, and that's how the inning ends. And once again, the Fly Boys can't take advantage of good situations and have some base running errors. You've seen a lot of that this week. And we're scoreless after two innings of play. We'll return to more action on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
No score here in the top of the third inning now for the Fly Boys and the Doughboys. And fans, make sure when you're at Pioneer Park, you stop by the concession stand and get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Hill hot dog, because Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Greenville Fly Boys. Now, Jimmy Buffett may have said cheeseburger in paradise, but I'm pretty sure if you had an Elm Hill hot dog, that song will be Elm Hill Hot Dogs in Paradise. Get you one today, the official hot dog of Greenville Fly Boys. No score here in the top of the third inning, as Blankenship's going to go out there for another inning of work. He's going two innings, giving up no hits. It's walked none as a pair of strikeouts so far in this one. It's been a pitcher's duel again. You've seen teams have struggled to score early, and so have the Fly Boys struggled to score early. Scoring the first inning against Bristol in a 16-4 win, and scored early against Elizabethton earlier this week, and against Danville in a 4-3 walk-off win. First pitch to Moss, misses 1-0. Also scored a 5-1 lead on Danville in their second game of the series and lost that one 12-5, 11 unanswered for the Otterbots. We're looking to avoid their third straight loss of the season. Small steps in. The 1-0 is also just high. 2-0. Moss went 0-3 last night, but drew a pair of walks and can run the score a run. He's already made one good defensive play over at first tonight as he hits that one foul right toward John C. dugout and handled by Lawrence, the catcher, in the on-deck circle. Blankenship, a pitcher, he likes to go after these batters quickly, as that's been the modus operandi for these flyboy pitchers. That one's high, 3-1, and Blankenship in danger of issuing his first walk of the evening. Three-one count, coming to Moss, looking to draw his third walk of the series. Here comes a Blankenship, and it's high, and that's a five-pitch walk. That's the first base runner to reach today for the Doughboys. And it comes with nobody out in the top of the third inning. So that brings up Justin Green. Or pardon me, that brings up Grant Lawrence. 17. These numbers look very Gardner Lawrence. These numbers look very strange on the back of these Doughboy uniforms. So Lawrence steps in. First time today. First time in the series. Looks at a ball 1-0. Lawrence batting 167. This is just his seventh at bat of the season. Has a hit and a score to run. That one's low, and it's 2-0. It does have an RBI double on the year, does Lawrence. Strong two walks and a struck out three. Is now there have been five straight balls pitched by Tyler Blankenship. So he's trying to get his control back a little bit. And there are some arms walking around the Greenville bullpen. That one's outside. 3-0. So I wonder how long Blankenship's going to go. He did go six innings against Danville earlier this season, but that's the longest outing he's had. No score here. 3-0 pitch coming. Top third inning. So that pitch gets the strike zone enough, and it's 3-1. That one just found up the strike zone to catch it for Blankenship. 3-1 count now. With Moss at first, nobody out. Here in the top of the third inning. No score early in this one. 3-1. That one's high, and that's back-to-back walks issued by Blankenship. And here's Caleb Marmo. And you saw that struggle last night. Sam Roberts had some struggles in the eighth inning. Walked in a pair of runs with the bases loaded. As Marmo from Walter State steps in, Coach Andy Collins is going to go out and talk to his pitcher Blankenship before Marmo can step in as some action going on in the Greenville bullpen. Looking at scores around the Appy League, Elizabethan and Bristol. Elizabethan up 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning on the State Liners. Bristol makes their trip to Greenville next week, Monday and Tuesday. Danville Pulaski scoreless in the bottom of the second. Burlington Princeton scoreless in the bottom of the second. Bluefield up 2-1 on Kingsport in the top of the second, looking for their second straight win after upsetting the Axemen last night. Burlington's the only undefeated team left in the Appy League at 9-0. So runners at first and second with nobody out. Near the top of the third, back-to-back walk is you by Blankenship. For a big opportunity, our Doughboys here, as scoring the bunt is Marmo, and it gets by him. Marmo, this is his first at-bat this season. The Walter State Community College player playing for the Senators. They made a deep run in the NJCCA tournament this year. 1-0, that one's high. Now 2-0 in Blankenship. Struggling a bit to find the strike zone. We've had 192 this past season for Walter State, located down the road from us between Jefferson City and Greenville is Morristown, Tennessee. That team's been very good the past few years. 2-0. That one's high again, 3-0, and more bodies are sprinting over to the bullpen. You see Avery Collins and Canyon Brown are running over there, looking to warm up the pitchers even quicker as it's a 3-0 count. 3 runs in the fourth inning for John City last night, looking to bust open the scoreboard here in the third inning. Two runners already on for back-to-back walks, the 3-0. That one's fouled off. Marmo found one he liked, and if that one was straight, it had a chance to get out of here. But it's fouled up to the berm in left field. No wind. Second straight night here at Pioneer Park. It's been windy all day. The wind just kind of dies when the sun sets here in the valley at Tusculum University. Here's the 3-1 to Marmo. Nobody out. That one is low as well. That's three straight walks issued by Blankenship, and the bases are loaded for Isaiah Frost. Isaiah Frost steps in. He struck out his last time up. Is going quick are the pitchers in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. Blankenship's walked three straight to start the third inning. Bases loaded for the Doughboys. There's a pitch. The Frost gets between the legs of Cunniff, and a run's going to score off the pass ball. So that's a 1-0 lead. Johnson City's now led in 8 of the 10 games they played this season. They take a 1-0 lead without recording a single hit so far in this one. 1-0 score off the pass ball. And Frost can make it even more runs scored for the Doughboys. Extend the leads. Blankenship has seemed to have lost control a bit. The 1-0. That one's fouled off and goes up the netting and will bounce back in 1-1. A ball got wedged between the netting and the overhang last night somehow and still sitting up there. So I'm kind of interested to see how long it lasts this season, whether the weather will play any effect if a storm comes through or if the ball could possibly jam it out of the sea. Maybe it'll be here next year for the season. The 1-1. That one almost hits Frost and it's high 2-1. The anticipated rotation today for the Fly Boys is, we'll pull it up real quick. 2-1 count coming. Blankenship will step off. Ryan Sweeney and then Shane Tucker, a new arrival from Long Island University, anticipated to make his debut tonight as well. The 2-1 is that one almost hits Frost but misses, and it's 3-1. Frost was hit by a pitch last night, and Blankenship in danger of issuing his fourth walk of the inning and his fourth straight. 1-0 lead for Johnson City here in the top of the third inning. No hits for Johnson City in this one. They lead 1-0 as that one finds the corner, strikes in, count runs full. Frost hits a full count. Nobody out. Runs at second and third after Blankenship's issued three straight walks and a pass ball scored Moss. Payoff pitch. That one's foul at the foot of Frost and by a reset. Anticipated rotations, Graham Breet, Ryan Sweeney, Shane Tucker, and Carson Jacobs. And then a possible appearance from Jack Liberio Jr., depending on the situation, say if the Fly Boys go on defense in extra innings. 3-2 pitch, reaches for that as Frost. That's fouled off into the concourse. It'll stay alive. Yeah, look alive there. So that one snuck in. There's a little bit of an opening down the third base and first base line here as that one gets to the crowd. So payoff pitch coming again from Blankenship, looking to avoid his fourth straight walk. Payoff pitch. Frost rips that one to the outfield. Sailor can't get to that one. It's going to roll to the wall. One run's going to score. Another one's going to cross the plate. That's a 2-RBI double for Isaiah Frost, and the Doughboys have a 3-0 lead for the second straight night. Exactly. Frost waited and waited and got the pitch he liked and was able to bring home two more runs, and it's a 3-0 lead, and that's probably going to do it for Blankenship. You can't close the book on him yet because he's responsible for Frost. That's the first hit of the game for Johnson City. So he goes two innings, gives up a hit, three runs, three of them earned, three walks, and two strikeouts. And we'll get you information on the new pitch when we return. This is the Fly Boys Broadcast Network, a 3-0 lead for Johnson City here in the top of the third inning.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now to the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
So Graham Bright will make an appearance already here in the top of the third inning. His Fly Boys down 3-0 to Johnson City. Second straight night, the Fly Boys have trailed Johnson City by that same margin. Bright coming out of the pen from St. Charles Community College in Missouri. He's throwing to his catcher, Josh Cuniff, from the same school. Bright this season has got pitched just 2 2/3 innings, gave up 2 hits, 3 runs. None of those were earned. Walked 4 and struck out 3. That came back on opening night against Kingsport. The second game against Kingsport. Allowed all the runs that Kingsport scored in that one. In 2 2/3 innings was handled the loss. So looking to calm down here. So he has an ERA of 0, but the 0-1 record because none of those runs were earned. Runner at second is Frost after 2 RBI double. Push this lead to 3-0 from Johnson City. Nobody out in the top of the third. That one misses. It's 1-0 as Maselli steps in. Ground out to Diaz his last time up. Just one hit for the Doughboys. That was a big one by Frost just before Bright got in. 2 hits for the Flyboys. No errors so far tonight. It's still early. Checking on Frost, Will Bright, and Bright will come forward actually, and that one gets in there for a strike 1-1. Thought he was going to throw it back, but saw Shamar Dalton was picked off to end the second inning. Off a good move by Beckenstadt. He's done well. 2 hits and 4 strikeouts. Again, no runs. Again, just in the top of the third inning here. 3-0 lead for Johnson City as that one's blocked by Cuniff low, and it's 2-1. And this has been big. Johnson City was able to build a lead 3-0 last night and use the big 8th inning to win it. And now Ryan Sweeney is going to start taking off toward the bullpen. See, I wonder how long Bright's going to last in there. 2-1. That one's hit on a line to Campbell. He's going to run over, make the catch, one away. Frost is going to tag up. The throw's going to be cut off and nowhere near in time. Would Diaz be able to make the throw? So productive out for Maselli. And that's the first out of the inning. Campbell probably with a better throw could have gotten the out, but kind of soft-tossed it in there. And Diaz cut it off. By the time Diaz caught the ball and turned around, realized, oh, there's no one there. Or no play there. So Melendez will step in now. Jay Melendez grounded out to short his last time up. And Another run just 90 feet away. Again, that's the responsibility of Blankenship. As he chops that one foul off his leg. And so, and one. That was a late foul call. Cunniff ran up like it was fair. But it went foul. Cunniff was ready to gun that one over to Canada over at first. 3-0 lead for Johnson City. Scoring three runs in the top half of this third frame. One away and a runner at 90 feet away. 0-1 pitch. That's outside. It's 1-1. Actually, going to call a balk on Breet. And that scores a run. So Blankenship's responsible for that one off the balk by Breet. And it's a 4-0 lead. The Fly Boys have had four balks in the last four games. That's the pitching woes continue. So now Breet's on the hook for the rest of this game. The 0-1. That one's hit to the outfield. Campbell's going to charge up. Won't get there in time. Neither will Will Brown. It's going to die in the outfield. That's a second hit. That's a one-out single for Melendez. And the inning continues for Johnson City. Neither Brown or Campbell could get to that ball in time. And that one just dropped. And now Cole Tremaine steps in. This game started off well for Blankenship. He had two strikeouts, got a pair of 1-2-3 innings, but this third inning, three straight walks, a pass ball scored one run, a two RBI double by Frost scored two more, and then a balk by Bright scored another as he gives up the hit, just the second hit of the game for Johnson City. Tremaine hits that one right to Dalton. He makes a couple of steps forward. There are two outs. In the third, Dalton barely had the move there. That was a hard liner, but Dalton took about two steps to make the catch. And now that brings up Jared Johnson. There's a runner on first base, and it's a 4-0 lead for the Doughboys already. Johnson last time grounded out to Canada. He had to flip it over to Blankenship for the out in the second. Big swing and miss the first pitch he sees, 0-1. So Bright still is not by himself allowed a run as Blankenship was responsible. So his ERA is still at zero. The three runs he allowed, or he's not allowed an earned run. The three runs he allowed against Kingsport were all unearned. 0-1 from Bright that just reaches out and gets the tip of the bat on is Johnson. It's 0-2. Johnson gets on and Green get on. He stands in the on-deck circle. The Doughboys will bat around. They bat around at the top of the eighth inning. Had 10 Doughboys reach the plate in the top of the eighth last night. For that 7-run, 8 inning. The 0-2. Gets underneath that one. That kind of jammed them up. Running in is Saylor, and he will make the catch on the run, but the Doughboys score another. Take a 4-0 advantage into the bottom of the third inning. Flyboys offense looking to wake the bats up. They trail 4-0. So we head to the bottom of the third inning on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTM.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Well,
tell the Doughboys they need to build up some leads and hope their bullpen can just get them out of game so far early in the season, and they've done that again tonight. Now a 4-0 lead. Heading into the bottom of the third inning with Josh Cunniff up the bat after three straight walks, a pass ball scores one run, a 2-RBI double scores another run from Frost, and then a balk scored Frost after he moved up after a fly out by Maselli. It's a 4-0 lead already for Johnson City in the top of the third inning, and Josh Cunniff up the bat. Cunniff still looking for his first hit of the season as he looks at a first pitch strike from Beckenstadt. Beckenstadt was in there for a, was in the dugout for a long time. So you gotta wonder how he's gonna feel, but coming right out Cunniff. As Cunniff was at the plate last time, but Beckenstadt picked off Dalton at second after Dalton drew a one out double. That pitch is in there for a strike and it's 0-2. As Cunniff has only struck out once so far in this one, in this season. He's walked one. He's been walked once, excuse me. The 0-2 misses the edge, and Lawrence thought that was a strike two, and so Beckenstadt. They're just going to shake it off, and it's 1-2 now. Cunniff steps in. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one misses low and just low, and it's 2-2. Lawrence tried to frame it but couldn't get the call. And battling back is Cunniff, a 2-2 count. 4-0 lead for Johnson City in the bottom of the fourth inning. After a big, bottom of the third inning, after a big top half of the frame. 2-2 pitch. Cunniff fouls that one and stays alive as that one rolls all the way to the Flyboy bullpen. Close the door on Blankenship. He goes two innings, gives up a hit, three runs, all of them earned. Four runs, all of them earned. Three walks, two strikeouts. 2-2 pitch. That one's swing and a miss. Cunniff looking to reach base on the strikeout. Throw by Moss is wide to the outfield. So a strikeout again for Beckenstadt, but Cunniff reaches safely. And runs it out. The ball is dropped by Lawrence, and Cunniff's on base for the third time this season, despite striking out. That brings up Alex Diaz, the nine-hole hitter, up. Looking to get some offense going and get some runs across and cut in two this Doughboy lead. First pitch he sees is away for a ball. 1-0. Diaz, now 2-0-8 on the season, has scored four runs, has a double, has two RBIs, also drawn five walks this year. He'll get underneath that one, it's going to hang up high, moving over to the right fielder, Tremaine. He makes the catch, and there's one away in. Third inning as the top of the order is back up for the Flyboys and Saborn Campbell. Campbell swung at first pitch he saw and went toward Michael Moss, able to knock it down and ran over to and flipped it back over to his pitcher Beckenstadt for the first out of the game. So Moss has used all that 6'3" frame over at first base. That one's low for ball 1-0. Campbell from Stanford University out in Palo Alto, California, about the Pac-12. They had a great season. They're still playing. Or the Cardinal. Walked it off to win their regional. Heck of a game. They're down their final out. Just a 1-0 as that one finds the bottom of the strike zone, 1-1. Campbell's three RBI, all of them came against the Elizabethan River Riders. So he's just starting to get going this season. That one almost hits Campbell, misses high, 2-1. Scored the game-winning run in the tiebreaker win over the Danville Otterbots on Monday. So he gunned it home after a shallow sack fly hit by Will Brown that probably no other person would be running on, but Tavon Campbell's got the speed to do so. 2-1. That one gets in the strike zone, and it's 2-2. 2-2 pitch coming from Beckin today. He's 5 strikeouts. He struck out Cunniff. Inning should be over if he gets the out here, but the drop strike by Lawrence. So Cunniff sits at first base. The 2-2 pitch. That one is chopped foul and remains 2-2. Lights on at Pioneer Park. Sun starting to set. Beautiful sky. You can see the moon, a full moon out. Not quite a full moon out, but it was lighting up the sky last night, along with the fireworks here last night. As he reaches for that one, this Campbell, and it's foul out of play. There'll be a Jimmy Buffett tribute band playing a concert following the contest here at Pioneer Park. So we're going to stay with it on the stream for as long as possible. If we can get our camera to pick it up and enjoy that after the game. 2-2 pitch. Misses high. Count runs full. 3-2. Beckenstadt. Gets set. Looking to avoid issuing his first walk of the game. He struck out 5. Comes forward and he strikes out 6. So inning should be over. But because of the drop strike, another chance for the Fly Boys and Kian Saylor, who has a single and a stolen base earlier in this game, back in the first inning, but was stranded after back-to-back strikeouts. 6 now for Beckenstadt, and this is what you want and what you need from John City Doughboys starting pitching staff. The starting pitchers have now recorded a combined 12 strikeouts in 7 2/3 innings pitch, as that one just misses away, 1-0. Hanselman gave up just 1 hit, walked 2, and struck out 6 last night in 5 innings of work. And Beckenstadt in 2 2/3 innings just struck out 6, giving up 2 hits, and most importantly, no runs. That's the most major stat you want to see if you're a pitcher, as that one gets in there for a strike on a curveball, 1-1. Greenville, I feel like, is a team that, you know, want the quality at bats, but they just haven't been as patient at the plate in the past 3 contests. It's Coach Jermaine Kurtz, Coach Wes Stone would like the 1-1. Reaches for that with a Saylor, and it's 1-2. That's how they were successful against Bristol. They scored 3 runs without hitting a ball into play against the Bristol State Liners on Sunday. And when Avery Collins got a hold of one, it was a 5-0 lead in the first from nobody with one away. So, guys, have some more patience, you feel like. The 1-2, Saylor will hold up. That was in the dirt. It's blocked by Lawrence, 2-2. Cunniff will stay at first base. So there is some light action in the Johnson City bullpen, but you got to think, the way Beckenstadt's been throwing this one, he's going to try to go at least 5 innings. Deuce is wild. The Saylor, and Saylor reaches for that one. That's strikeout number 7 already for Beckenstadt, as he gets 3 strikeouts in the inning, and despite the drop strikeout, Greenville can't take advantage. After 3 innings, your score, John City 4, Greenville nothing. You're in the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Four nothing lead for Johnson City as we head to the top of the fourth inning. And fans, whenever you're at the ballpark or you're just around town looking for some way to make your own kind of paradise, go to Wicked Weed. As Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. 2012, Wicked Weed has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. You can find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local East Tennessee retailer today. 4-0 lead for Johnson City as they have outscored the Flyboys now 14-1, pardon me, in this series. And just 12 innings played, and they have struck out. The starting pitching staffs for the Doughboys have struck out a combined 13 batters in 8 innings of work. Flyboys are struggling to get any offense going against this Doughboy pitching staff as Green will step in for the second time today. Justin Green from Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns out of the Sun Belt Conference. He is 0-1 today as he was the end of 6 straight retired as that pitch gets the strike zone, 0-1. 6 straight retired by Blankenship to start the game, but gave up 3 straight walks to start the third inning and the wheels came off and Slides a 4-0 lead for Johnson City. Bright has given up just one hit in relief work. 0-1, that one gets in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Bright starting to try to get into a rhythm. The Springfield, Missouri native. St. Charles Community College. The 0-2. That one's chopped over toward Canada, and it'll stay fair down the line and rolls all the way to the Greenville bullpen. He's going to go to second. Well, Green now going to try for 3, and he's going to be in there with a triple to lead off the top of the fourth inning. That one just got down the line. Canada, I think, thought it was going to be foul, reacted late to it, and that's a leadoff triple for the Doughboys as they continue their offensive onslaught. Well, lead off triple. That thing rolled all the way to the Greenville bullpen, and Michael Moss's chance to continue his great series. He reached on a walk and scored on a pass ball his last time up. That was outside, one up from Bright. Bright had a tough arrival here to Greenville. The airline, as he flew in, lost his luggage. Had to give him a few of the extra shirts we had for a day. Luckily, it was returned to him before the season started. Here's the 1-0 as that one's just shot foul by Moss. He just got a piece of that one. I thought I was swinging a miss, but no, he just got the edge of that one. It's 1-1. These two teams are big rivals. They're about just 30 minutes apart. They'll play each other 3 times next weekend in Johnson City. As the Flyboys are in the midst of a 6-game homestand, they'll have a day off tomorrow before playing 4 games at home next week. That one's in down the middle, and it's a strike, 1-2. They'll take on Bristol on Monday and Tuesday, and then they'll go out of the division, interdivision matchup against the Princeton Whistle Pigs on Wednesday and Thursday. Check out the tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. Goes a 1-2 from Bright to Moss. That one almost hits him. Moss backs away from it. It's now 2-2. That one just came off the hand of Bright, and he missed it by a lot. Lost control on that one. There's a 2-2 pitch coming from Bright after the leadoff triple by Green. That one skied into the air in foul territory. Cunniff and Ankeny going to run over. It's going to get out of play, and it lands right in front of a fan. Gotta be aware if you're there. One fan catches it off the hop. Makes a solid catch. Gotta be ready for those. And those fans actually slid down behind the netting after that one. There is, of course, that little hole in the netting. down in front of the duck behind the dugout, so you gotta be ready. We come over to Pioneer Park. You gotta make a play. You saw a nice play off the hop last night by a fan sitting right next to the Greenville dugout, so see if the fans can make some more plays tonight. It's a 4-0 lead for Johnson City, top of the fourth inning. The 2-2 pitch coming from Bright to Moss is high, just misses, and it's now a full count. Ryan Sweeney warming up in the bullpen for the Flyboys. He's the expected next pitcher in the rotation. The off day comes tomorrow, but you got to wonder how many arms you're willing to use with only just one day off. Payoff pitch. Outside, Moss draws his second straight walk of the day, and then runs at the corners with nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. That's the fourth walk of the game with the Flyboys. That's been struggling. You got to wonder, though. You got Shane Tucker just came in today, came in yesterday, the pitcher from Long Island, and wonder how long it'll be before we see him. Sweeney is supposed to be the next man up, and he is the one tossing right now with Canyon Brown in the bullpen as Grant Lawrence steps up. He's drew a walk, came around the score. His last time up, he hits the first one. Candidate gets by him, but they're going to say that one was foul, and that one was just foul as well. Similar play to the last one on the triple by Green to start the play, to start the inning, excuse me. But that one was foul on the other side. Canada just could not reach that one. That would have scored at least one if only going by. And Moss could have probably hustled down the line and been able to score and make it a 6-0 lead. But regardless, it's 4-0 now, an 0-1 count now onto Lawrence. Here in the top of the fourth inning, runs at corners, nobody out. A pitch from Bright misses high, 1-1. It just misses. A little outside, and I think Josh Cunniff's going to ask him where that pitch missed, and he gets the explanation. It just missed, just a little high, and that's been consistent all night, so. These umpires have been very consistent with their strike zones, even though Coach Jermaine Curtis did not like some of the calls last night, and that's why he got ejected. That one's low in the dirt, 2-1. Bright has allowed two hits, one walk, has a balk in just an inning of work, and looking to avoid giving up his first earned run of the season. He's giving up three runs. Swing and a miss by Lawrence, now 2-2. Lawrence plays at NJIT, a school that just moved up from the A-Sun to the Northeast Conference. And NJIT does not have a home ballpark. They play around different schools in New Jersey. They play at Rutgers, Monmouth. They'll play at a minor league park sometimes if it's available. Times called by Lawrence. Looking to build their own stadium as NJIT, but they're in a very small area. They have one of the most unique soccer fields. It looks like it's on top of a parking deck. It's like right between a bunch of parking decks. But the Highlanders have been very good in men's soccer the past few years. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Bright gets a strikeout. And there's one away in the top of the fourth inning. So here comes Caleb Marmo, the Walter State Senator. Drew a walk, came around the score off the two RBI double by Frost. This is a 4-0 lead here for the Doughboys in the top of the fourth. One away, runners at the corners after Green's leadoff triple and then Moss drew a walk, but a strikeout from Bright. It's got the first out of the inning. There's the pitch. That one's low. It gets away from Cunniff, and Moss will advance 90 feet off the pass ball from Cunniff, but sticking at third base, and smartly sticking at third base is Green. So that takes away the double play. So right when you get some momentum for the Flyboys, well, kind of taken away by one pitch. There's only just one out in this inning, and struggles early for the Flyboys. They've gotten some hits. Already got more than that last night. They got two. They even had Josh Cunniff reach on a drop strikeout, but haven't brought anyone to score. Shamar Dawes picked off at second. Then back-to-back strikeouts in the first. So it's been Tough sledding early for the Flyboys again. 1-0. That's a big cut. If that one's connected, it's probably gone. But it's just a nice swing, and it's now 1-1. It's 10-1 win last night for John Cid. Up 4-0 now. Top of the fourth, looking to add some more. The 1-1 coming from Bright. Way outside. Kind of a great job to grab that one. As a fastball, probably will score a run. Again, 2-1. Burlington score a run on Princeton. They're looking to go to 10-0. It'll be the first team to double-digit wins this season in the Appy League. Up 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Bluefield still up 2-1 on Kingsport, top of the fifth. Elizabethan up 5-0 on Bristol in the bottom of the seventh. That game started back at 6 o'clock. 2-1 in the dirt block, now 3-1. Danville and Pulaski scoreless in top of the fifth inning. So yet to see any offense up in West Virginia in that one. 4-0 lead for Johnson City here in the top of the fourth, and it's a 3-1 count toward Marmo from Bright. We have runners at second and third, and the 3-1 pitch comes, and that one's fouled off. And nice catch. Oh, you got to make the catch, coach. The bench coach for Johnson City, Jackie Reynolds, just cannot make the catch. That one bounces off. That will be an error on Coach Reynolds, but throws to a fan, smiles it off as a young fan gets the souvenir. Payoff pitch coming from Bright with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. 4-0 lead for Johnson City. Runners at second and third. Here's the payoff pitch. That one's fouled, and Reynolds didn't even try to make a play on that one, as that was a shot all the way toward the bullpen. Some of the crowd giving it to Coach Reynolds, yelling at her a little bit. She kind of laughs it off a bit, so having some good fun is Coach Jackie Reynolds. One of two female coaches in the Appy League. The other is Coach Bree Nasty at Elizabethan. Coach Reynolds coach with the Oakland A's, as that one's fouled off in a way. Was an assistant coach at UMass, is an assistant coach at UMass Boston, D3 school, out of the Little East Conference. Spent a season coaching the Newton South High School varsity baseball team in 2019. Of course, working with the A's 13 and under team has worked well for the Oakland A's over the past few seasons. Payoff pitch again. That one's fouled off and staying alive. Does. Marmo in another long at bat. Of course, Kevin Mahoney is the manager for Johnson City. He was the player of the year for the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference 2009. After playing at Canisius College, was drafted in the 23rd round of the 2009 draft by the New York Yankees. A lot of experience on this Johnson City staff looking for their second straight win. 3-2 pitch. It's in there for a strike. Bright finds the corner. That's strikeout number 2 for him. And there are two away in the top of the fourth inning. So Bright has gotten back-to-back strikeouts after giving up the triple and the walk. But Isaiah Frost is up to the plate, and he had two RBI double. That blew this thing open in the top of the third inning. Bright's an out away from getting out of this jam, keeping it a 4-run game. Here's a pitch from Bright. That's outside high, 1-0. Bright in 1 2/3, giving up 2 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Let's have the balk. That scored a run, but that run does belong to Blankenship, as he was responsible for allowing the runner Frost on. 1-0. Way outside, kind of just catches that one, and it's now 2-0. As Bright losing a little bit of control here. Don't know if he's trying to get Frost to chase and do a sort of unintentional walk to get to Maselli, who's 0-for-2 today. Bright will get set. The 2-0 pitch coming. What? Another one outside that kind of has to stand up for, now it's 3-0. Like I said, Ryan Sweeney in the bullpen. For the Flyboys, he's anticipated to come out next. Shane Tucker, pardon me, Shane Tucker may make an appearance as well tonight. The 3-0. Nallen is low in the dirt. That's a four-pitch walk. And the bases are loaded. Doughboys have the bases loaded for the second time tonight. And for Johnson City's shortstop, Matt Maselli. Maselli is 0-for-2 tonight. So, again, like I said, maybe an unintentional walk of some kind. Couldn't get Frost to chase. But with the bases loaded, a chance for Maselli to blow this one open again as that pitch misses high. And that's five straight balls for him by Bright, and it's a 1-0 count. Selly flew out to center field his last time up. That moved Frost over. Frost was able to score off the balk by Bright. The 1-0 in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. So Bright's first strike of the last five pitches. Looking to get out of the jam and keep it a 4-0 game. Just three hits for Johnson City. They've been able to take advantage of five walks by this Flyboys pitching staff. That one finds the corner. Just finds the corner. 1-2. I thought that was outside, to be honest with you. That one must have just gotten the corner. Or must have been a good frame job by Cunniff. Regardless, it's 1-2, and Bright can get out of the inning. Bases loaded, two outs, and top of the fourth inning. 4-0 lead for Johnson City. Here's the pitch. That one's way high, and 2-2. Deuces wild for Maselli, the shortstop. His team up 4-0. And again, Johnson City with their bullpen struggles after they were locked down, though, last night, allowing just one run. Need to get big leads and be able to hold on to them. The 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, Maselli holds off. Count runs full, and Bright in danger of walking in a run. If he issues his third walk of the day, and that would be his first earned run allowed of the season. He's allowed three, all of them were unearned. His last time out for the Kingsport against the Kingsport Axemen, the 3-2. Fouled off. Maselli just gets a piece of it, and everybody will reset. Everybody's going to run on this pitch with two outs. It's Wes Stone's son will go out and pick up the ball. Glad to see Coach Stone and his family able to come to the games and enjoy some time with him this summer as he's coaching all 58 games as the hitting coach for the Flyboys. Here's the payoff pitch from Bright. Everybody's going to move on the pitch, and that's way outside, and the walk is going to score another run. And it's now a 5-0 lead for the Doughboys. As Green will come in to score, Moss moves up to third. And Frost moves up to second. That's the first earned run allowed of the season for Graham Bright. That'll bring up Jay Melendez. He has a single. First pitch. That one's outside for ball 1-0. Bright has walked three. Blankenship's walked three. Six walks already for this one in just 3 2/3 innings pitched for the Flyboys pitching staff. The boys are up 5-0. The 1-0. That one skied high. Ankeny and Cunniff are going to run over in foul territory. Ankeny's going to call off Cunniff, and Ankeny makes the catch. And the inning ends, but not before Johnson City takes advantage of the leadoff triple and score a run off a walk with the bases loaded and lead it 5-0. Way to the bottom of the fourth inning. Johnson City up 5-0 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Swartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Five-nothing lead for Johnson City after scoring a run off a walk with the bases loaded by Graham Bright. And Jacob Beckin stood out there again. He has given up just two hits in this one and has struck out seven already in three innings of work. And again, the most important stat, zero runs allowed. Doughboys have had troubles with holding on to leads. They held a lead. They have held a lead now in eight of their 10 games played and are just 1-8. Last night was their first win of the season. Here goes Avery Collins. Struck out his last time up. He had the lone hit of the night last night for the Flyboys back in the second inning. And nothing else. The Flyboys already doubled their hit output from last night as they have two hits in this one here in the bottom of the fourth. That one finds a strike zone, just gets in there. It's 0-1. Collins asks where that one hits and gets the explanation. That one just snuck in there at the last minute. It's 0-1, much to the chagrin of the Pioneer Park participants here. So that one's low. It's 1-1. Johnson City not going to go into the break without a win, so something they can build off of, especially if they can get this win here tonight. The 1-1, that drops in there. Nice move on that pitch from Beckenstadt, and it's 1-2. That's a beautiful pitch. That froze Collins, and Beckenstadt threw himself out of his belt. Has to readjust real quick and step in now. The 1-2 coming to Collins. From Jacob Beckenstadt, Collins is going to call time. You heard Collins mention he's from Greenville. He's seen future stars that played for the Astros and the Reds. It's like Jonathan India played in this park. The 1-2 is a swing and a miss by Collins. Eight strikeouts now for Beckenstadt already in 3 1/3 innings of work. He has struck out three straight. Here comes Aiden Kennedy stepping in now. Kennedy, he struck out his last time up. On that triple by Green, had a chance to make a play, but that ball just got down the line before Kennedy could reach it. That was the leadoff triple. That pitch misses wide, 1-0. No action in Johnson City's bullpen. As I say that, a couple of pitchers are stretching now, so I wonder how long Beckenstadt will go as he's pitched a phenomenal game. The 1-0 is fouled off, and it's 1-1. 3 1/3 innings, only two hits allowed, and the 8 strikeouts so far in this one. Shamar Dalton's the only runner to reach scoring position, and he was picked off by Beckenstadt. Swing and a miss, another ball down low, gets in the chases. Beckenstadt, and it's 1-2. Looking for his fourth straight strikeout. And his ninth of the night already here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the 1-2 to Kennedy. Kennedy gets a piece of that one back to Beckenstadt. Beckenstadt's going to run over, flip to Moss, and that is two away. So, breaks the strikeout streak, but Beckenstadt's right there. And they're quickly two away in the bottom of the fourth inning. That was a Bo Ankeny. He struck out his last time up as well. He's a power hitter. He's the definition of a power hitter. He's been very, either swing at everything and hit it a mile or strike out, it seems like, so far this season. First pitch in there for a strike, just because the strike zone, it's 0-1. He needs a big body out of Grand Canyon University. He's made some good defensive plays. I moved over to third base. Past few games. The 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Beckenstadt is season high this past season in strikeouts was 6 against Tennessee Tech. He has passed that for sure in this one with 8, 1-1. That was a pitch that hung up, and Ankeny was late, and he knows it. That ball hung up in the air. And if Ankeny would have gotten old time, that's probably home run number 3 and get some offense in for the Flyboys. I guess that's got to be bringing a sigh of relief because he's got 1-2 with 2 outs. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Away in the dirt, can't get Ankeny to chase. And it's now deuces wild for Ankeny here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two pitch coming, 2 outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch to Ankeny. Low, count runs full. Beckenstadt in danger of issuing his first walk of the night. Here's the payoff pitch to Ankeny. That one's just fouled. That one jammed. Actually going to say, yes, they're going to say it's fouled off. As Ankeny's going to take a breather as he fouled off his body. Holding his leg. That was late on that swing on a pitch that jammed him up. He's going to walk around a bit, try to get the feeling back. And trainer Maria Mueller is going to look out the dugout, make sure he's okay. And Ankeny is good to go. And he'll step back in with a full count once again. 2 outs. Team now 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That one's hit by Ankeny high in the air. It's going to keep going. It's going, and it is off the wall. Bounces in front of the wall. Ankeny's got to stand up. 2-out double. Flyboys looking to get some offense going here late in the bottom of the fourth inning. That ball, if there was any wind in this ballpark, probably would have gotten out. Went off the Greenville Light and Power sign out in right field as that one just kept going and going and bounced off the wall. Yeah, 2-out double for Ankeny. Brings up Shamar Dalton. If Dalton can get another double, that would score the first run of the game for the Flyboys. Dalton reached on a double in the second inning, but was picked off by Beckenstadt. And now it looks like time's going to be called. As pitching coach Ryan Mossman will talk to Beckenstadt. Beckenstadt 3 2/3 innings pitched. Has given up 3 hits, struck out 8. So far in this one, as an arm is warming up for Johnson City. With 2 outs here in the bottom of the fourth after the 2-out double by Bo Ankeny. Well, Mossman, of course, is his first season with the Doughboys, third season as assistant coach for Milligan University with the Buffs. Milligan had the most wins and the highest conference finish in a decade in his first full season with the Buffs, the NAIA school, just outside Johnson City. Mossman is coached at University of Mary Washington and also in the Valley Baseball League with the Charlotte Tom Sox. And the staff there broke every single pitching record for the Valley Baseball League, including strikeouts, fewest walks, ERA, ERA, and WHIP. I don't know why I said ERA. A little brain fart there for your announcer here. 5-0 lead. Dalton steps in. I don't believe John sees that pitch misses high 1-0. A 2-out double by Ankeny has given some life for the Flyboys. They were down 3-1 to Danville on Monday, came back and won that game in extras off the tiebreaker win. But it's the only comeback win the Flyboys have this season. The 1-0. That one's hit by Dalton to right field. It's going to carry, but making the catch on the run. And a nice catch is made by Tremaine as the defense for the Doughboys comes up clutch again. And the Flyboys strand Ankeny at second. We've played 4 here in Greenville. 5-0 lead for Johnson City. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
They're completely ready to adopt a teen.
Or late nights writing English papers.
Or your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I let the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Five nothing lead for Johnson City, and that brings on Carson Jacobs to warm up for the Flyboys to close the book on Bright. He goes two innings, gives up two hits, one run, it was earned, three walks, two strikeouts, and a balk. As we roll along here, but in the battle of the boys, Johnson City up 5-0, and coming in the pinch is Carson Jacobs, the tall right-hander out of Hayes, Kansas, Gateway Community College in Arizona, 6'9", 215-pound right-hander. And Jacobs has struggled this year, a 38.6 ERA in two appearances. He's gone two and a third innings, given up six hits, eight runs, all of them earned. He's hit one batter and has walked four, and struck out four this season. Down 5-0 are the Flyboys and Jacobs. Looking to stay within striking distance. They've had a couple of hits with outs, but haven't been able to score anything. Jacobs gets a meeting with his catcher, Cunniff, and stepping in is Cole Tremaine, who made a great catch on the run to end any sort of threat by the Flyboys in the fourth inning after Ankeny's two out double. First pitch from Jacobs is in the strike zone. Just gets in there. It's 0-1. Trained up for two today. Struck out once. But he's been great defensively in this series for the Doughboys. Made some good plays in the outfield. The 0-1. Sky high out of play foul as the Sun makes another appearance behind the concourse, Pioneer Park, as the Tusculum football stadium's right behind us as well. When I mean right behind us, it's only a sidewalk's length away from the back of the stadium, and the Sun will appear once again as it sets for the final time today. The 0-2, that one's hit over toward Diaz. Diaz picks it up, throw the first, and that's over. Four out number one. So Diaz has been busy, and he's done a great job today. Back in the lineup after having the day off last night. Mentioned it briefly last night. Diaz is the whole reason we were on the air last night. Somebody, a.k.a. me, forgot their laptop charger, and this laptop's not going to work for about 4 hours unplugged. Diaz happened to have the same charger I had. And was able to use it, and we were able to get on the air last night. So appreciate Alex helping somebody out as fish from Jacobs to Johnson's, and they were a strike. Johnson's 0-2 tonight. Flew out the center his last time up. Jacobs working quickly, the 0-1. In there, another strike, it's 0-2. So Jacobs looking good, looking to get that ERA down. Gets set, the 0-2 pitch with one away from Jacobs. Sprint, that one actually freezes. Johnson's up three pitches, three strikes. And that's Jacobs' first strikeout of the contest, and there's quickly two away in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes Justin Green, who had a leadoff triple in the fourth, came around the score off a bases-loaded walk his last time up. Hit that ball right down the right field line. He swings the first pitch he sees. It is fouled. Backstop 0-1. Clouds in the air with the sky turning pink and purple. You can see the mountains kind of off to our right. Gorgeous view. Of course, you have the woods behind campus here. What's good about the Appy League is about every single stadium has a gorgeous view of the mountains. So, one. Fallon gets in there for a strike, 0-2. Gave it a strike away. Elizabeth Bethton's got a gorgeous view of the Watauga River and the mountains in center field. So does Johnson City have a good view of the Appalachian Mountains as well. As does Kingsport if you're high enough in the press box. Or the majesty of the Appy League. The 0-2 outside, and it's 1-2. Only team that's not in the mountains is really Burlington. Sock puppets are closer toward the triangle area of North Carolina near Durham. It's more like the home of Elon University. Out of the CAA. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Jacobs back-to-back strikeouts. And the Doughboys are skipped off the scoreboard in the fifth inning. Head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Greenville looking for some kind of offense. When we return, this is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Five nothing lead for Johnson City, heading to the bottom of the fifth inning after Carson Jacobs comes in and gets a pair of strikeouts. Keeps Johnson City off the scoreboard for the first time since the second inning. But the Flyboys are looking to get some kind of offense going with Will Brown stepping up to the plate. Florida A&M product stepping up. Struck out his last time up, and Flyboys have gotten some offense. They have three hits tonight. Ankeny had a two-out double in the last inning as that one's hit by Brown at the first pitch he sees and goes over the hand of the third baseman. Brown's going to round first. He's going to try to charge in the second, and he will. First pitch he sees is a leadoff double as that ball just got over the outstretched arm of Green at third base. Fourth hit of the night, first for Brown. And a leadoff double has the Flyboys in business here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that brings up Josh Cunniff. That is the third double of the night. So whenever the Flyboys have been able to get hits, they've been effective with them of getting on base. Haven't been able to score anybody yet, though. Cunniff is up. He reached on a dropped strikeout. His last time up in the second inning. Time's going to get called by Cunniff. Still looking for his first hit of the season. In his 8th at bat of the season. Trying to get something going with the fly ball. He's down 5-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Beckenstadt's giving up 4 hits, but again, the 8 strikeouts and the no runs given up. Well, that's a 5-0 advantage for Johnson City. Here comes an 0-1 to Cunniff with Brown at second base. Here's the 0-1. Cunniff hits that one off the end of the bat. There's his first hit of the season. Will Brown's going to round third, and that is an RBI single for Josh Cunniff, and it's the lead is cut to 5-1. That's how you get your first hit of the season, and Josh Cunniff brings home a run to score and gets the lead down to 4 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So back-to-back hits for the Flyboys, and here comes Alex Diaz with a chance to do some more damage here. Nobody out, and Cunniff over at first base. Diaz blew out the right his last time up. That one's outside. 1-0. Lawrence tried to frame that one. That was a late frame job, and it misses. So it took the Flyboys till the eighth inning to score a run like last night against Johnson City. Tonight, scored in the fifth. Looking to come back in this one. 1-0. Fouled off and stays at 1-1. Good crowd here on Margaritaville night. A Jimmy Buffett tribute band concert following the contest here. Between the Doughboys and the Flyboys. Starting off the 6-game homestand. 4 games at home next week starting on Monday. The 1-1. Diaz fouls that one off into the concourse. It's going to bounce back, and the fan almost gets nailed. Actually, our photographer almost gets nailed. Sitting next to the dugout, but she's fine. It's 1-2. Team photographer almost got hit off the ricochet as she'll get the ball to the fan that's sitting behind her. 1-2 to Diaz. Nobody out. After Cunniff gets its first hit of the season to score, Will Brown, and Diaz just fouls that one off, and Lawrence knows he just missed that one, because if he would have caught that one, that would have been strike 3. He's frustrated with himself. So Diaz keeps the at-bat alive as arms now stretching in the bullpen for the Doughboys. 1-2 count, nobody out, runner at first is Cunniff after the RBI single. In the bottom of the fifth inning, 5-1 lead for Johnson City. Diaz is going to call time after back against that. It takes a while to get set. His first run given up by a starter in the series for Johnson City. So their bullpen's been shaky at times. The 1-2, low and away in the dirt, 2-2. Their bullpen last night gave up just one run after 4 pitchers went 4 innings. Didn't give up a single hit. Doughboy bullpen has the worst ERA in the Appy League. Their starters are the second best. Diaz hits that one foul. If that one's straightened out, Cunniff could have a chance to score, but instead, everybody's going to reset 2-2. Diaz has some power, has a couple of doubles this season. Has 2 RBI as well. 2-2 pitch, Diaz. Gets off the end of the bat. It's going to hang in the air and will just go foul. And that would have scored a run. Cole Tremaine was behind that one and couldn't get there as that one snuck foul. And the Doughboys can breathe a sigh of relief on that one. Kind of remains at 2-2, nobody out. Cunniff at first base, 5-1 lead for Johnson City after Cunniff's RBI single. Cutting to the lead. Here's the pitch from Beckenstadt. Diaz hits out the end of the bat, going to roll over to second base. Throw to second for 1, and the fielder's choice is how Diaz reaches safely, but the lead runner's out, and there's one away in the fifth inning. as a slow roller to the second baseman, Melendez. Only throw he really had was to second with the speed of Diaz. But Cunniff does his job, and he's out on the fielder's choice, and Saborn Campbell's back up to bat. 0 for 2 today with a strikeout his last time up. Looking to cut this lead down after Cunniff's RBI single to get back to this lead. There's plenty of baseball left in this one. Diaz is going to take off. Saborn Campbell's going to swing. It's fouled off 0-1. Diaz has a stolen base this season. Diaz was gunning it as soon as that ball is thrown. Saylor has a stolen base tonight. Shamar Dalton was picked off. However, back in the second. 0-1 coming to Campbell. That one misses high. 1-1, it just missed. A little outside was that pitch. And gets to a 1-1 count with one out and one runner on after one run has been scored in the bottom of the fifth inning with the number one batter stepping up to the plate. Diaz at first, reached on the fielder's choice. Here's the 1-1. Diaz going to take off. He stumbles a bit. That ball's going to get there in time, and he's out. Diaz stumbled off the jump. That's a great throw by Lawrence. One hops into the shortstop's glove, and there's two away. So it just feels like every time you feel like something's going to happen for the Flyboys, something just kills their momentum a little bit. So I'm going to look at the count here. I believe it's a 1-2 count. So I'm going to call that a strike. So now, Beckenstadt can get his ninth strikeout of the game. He can get out of this inning with just one run allowed. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one's chopped over to Beckenstadt. Beckenstadt's going to run over, throw it quickly to Moss. And that's how the inning ends, but not before Josh Cunniff gets his first hit of the season, scores Will Brown, and the lead is cut to 5-1. We've played five innings here in Pioneer Park. We turn around, have more action for you. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. John Saley's at 5-1.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
One lead for Johnson City after Josh Cunniff gets his first hit of the season, an RBI single. That scores Will Brown and cuts the lead to a four-run advantage for Johnson City. Still plenty of time left. The Flyboys try to make a comeback. Their largest comeback of the year was a 3-1 deficit on Monday against Danville. They won that game in extras off a walk-off. Michael Moss steps in. Moss has made some good defensive plays today. He's drawn a pair of walks, scored on a pass ball, and was stranded at third after a walk scored a run back in the fourth as he steps in now to face Carson Jacobs, who has two strikeouts and one inning of work. That one's way outside, and it's 1-0. Shane Tucker may make his first appearance of the season if Jacobs can go two more innings. Every pitcher's gone two innings so far tonight, so you got to think that's the goal tonight of Jacobs. 1-0. And we're strike 1-1. Moss is a big guy. Using all that frame at first base has made some defensive plays this series to keep the Flyboys in check for the most part. On the offensive side, just two runs scored and just total of six hits. Five of those have come tonight. Only one hit last night for the Flyboys as that one finds the edge of the strike zone. It just found the edge and it's 1-2. So Moss will step out and stretch. I have my partner Preston in here from Johnson City. He's in the next booth over, so glad to have Johnson City fans if you're listening in to him. Thanks for checking out the Doughboy Broadcasting Network. The 1-2. In there as Jacobs falls down. Jacobs fell down throwing that pitch and still got a strikeout. His entire body weight went down. All of his 6'9 frame fell off the mound, and he's still got a strikeout. So that's his third of the contest, his second straight, pardon me, his third straight as well. And stepping in is Lawrence, the catcher. He is 0-for-1 today, struck out his last time up. That one's going to get chopped over to Canada and fouled 0-1. He drew a walk and came around to score off that 2 RBI double by Frost. Lawrence will step in. Good crowd here at Pioneer Park. Enjoying great weather we've had. It's gotten a lot warmer, though, as that one misses outside 1-1. Supposed to heat up next week. Going to be close to the mid-90s, so why don't you come out and relax with some nice cold beverages here at the ballpark. Thirsty Thursday next week. Got some drink specials on tap as it's 1-1. That one's going to hit Lawrence. So Lawrence reaches for the second time today. That's the first hit batter of the game for either team. And Lawrence will reach with one away in the top of the sixth inning. And that's going to actually bring the trainer out for Johnson City to check on Lawrence a bit. Johnson City trainer comes all the way across the field. It's going to talk to him as Lawrence looks to be fine. Just had to go out to the outfield and shake it off. He's going to take the gloves off and looks good. As big shout out to the trainer for Johnson City and our trainer Maria Mueller at Greenville as they do a lot of hard work you don't see behind the scenes. They're here late into the night sometimes getting stuff ready, making sure everybody stays healthy. As it's a 58-game season in about 3 months, so that's a grind. And so being able to help the players take care of their bodies and make sure they stay in shape, that's a heck of a job they do. And really all athletic trainers at all universities, pro sports teams, they do a phenomenal job making sure all the athletes stay well. So shout out to them. Here's the pitch from Jacobs. That one's high outside, 1-0 to Marmo, the Walter State Senator stepping in for the third time tonight. He is 0-for-1 tonight, struck out his last time up. Jacobs with the 3 strikeouts in a row, but then hit the batter Lawrence, and that's how Lawrence ends up at first base. 1-0 with one away in the top of the sixth inning for Marmo. That pitch had some nice movement in there and just snuck back into the strike zone. That looked like a little bit of a slider that went outside and cut back in at the last minute. What a heck of a movement on that pitch by Jacobs from Gateway Community College, the Hayes, Kansas native. He's one of 2 Gateway Geckos playing on the team this summer. So he's going to check on the runner at first, and now he's going to throw back, and back in time is Lawrence. Pulaski now leads Danville 5-2 in the top of the 6. Burlington tied with Princeton, bottom of the 6 at 1 apiece. Burlington, the lone undefeated team left in the Appy League, looking to get the 10-0. Be the first team with double-digit wins in the Appy League. The 1-1, that one's high, 2-1. Kingsport now leads Bluefield 3-2. The Axemen have scored 3 runs, looking to get back on the winning track after losing their first game last night. That's in top 7th. And Elizabethan moves to 8-2. They knock off Bristol 5-0. Bristol's 3-7 and will be coming to Pioneer Park for a two-game series beginning on Monday. Hope you can come out and see those games. 2-1. That one's ripped, goes over the head of Lawrence. Canada can't get there. That's a one-out single. As Lawrence had to duck that one. If that one would have taken his head off, he's just shaking his head. He has been through the ringer, got hit by a pitch, and then almost got nailed by a liner from Marmo. That's the first hit allowed by Jacobs. And with one away, the runs at first and second. That brings up Isaiah Frost for the fourth time already today. That is the first hit for the Doughboys since the fourth inning. That leadoff triple by Green. Frost will step in. That one's outside, bounces off the mask of Cunniff and will roll to the wall and thought about coming home to Lawrence, but he holds up at third off the pass ball. That ball went off of Cunniff's mask and his glove, and he couldn't find it, and he found it just in time to hold off the Doughboys, but Doughboys have opportunities second and third. That takes away the double play ball for now to Frost. Frost 1-for-2 today, but two RBI double, looking for another one here to get the lead back up for the Doughboys. Rips that one foul, and it's 1-1. That one rolled all the way to the bullpen of the Flyboys, and unable to make that catch in the bullpen was Shane Tucker. Shane Tucker's walking around outside the bullpen, so maybe not his time yet. It looks like from a distance. Finnegan Wall warming up. So that's a big swing and a miss from Jacob. That's 1-2. Finnegan Wall. That's his number, I believe. Just showed up today. He's on the roster. The righty from UC Irvine. He's playing catch right now. He's probably not coming in if he just showed up today. I would not imagine. But Avery Collins did the same thing. As that was in the dirt 2-2. Didn't think he was coming in, but Josh Cunniff had an injury on Sunday, and Collins got the start in his first game aboard. And Tucker's going to run back to the bullpen. So we'll get your report on who's throwing in the pen for Flyboys soon. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Cunniff gets the tag, and they're two away in the top of the sixth inning, and now just one out away from getting out of any damage is Jacobs and the Flyboys. Selly will come in with two outs. Runs at second and third. Jacobs has four strikeouts this game. So he'd love to get number five here to end the frame and keep it a four-run deficit. Here's the pitch from Jacobs outside. One up. Maselli has an RBI as he was up to bat and the balk was thrown by, was made by Bright. Reached on a walk his last time up as that pitch slow breaking ball doesn't break enough and it's 2-0. That one almost hit Maselli. That would have been the second hit batter this inning. They're always looking to load the bases up if they can for the third time tonight. Here's a 2-0. That one's hit foul right back at us. Bounces off the lip of the grandstand. Bounces in play. Good news that there is a big window here as well. If any ball slides in between, would be a very small window in the netting. It would be a miracle if a ball slid through the how small of a hole there is. 2-1. That one's tied in the air. Saborn Campbell's going to run up. Will Brown's going to run back. Campbell's going to call off Brown and makes the catch. So Doughboys get runners at second and third, but Jacobs plays some more shutout ball and keeps the Doughboys off the scoreboard and gets the Flyboys within striking distance. Can the Flyboys answer? We'll find out when we return. 5-1 lead for Johnson City. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Five-1 lead for the Doughboys as they will go to the pen for the first time tonight. And gotta give it up for Jacob Backenstadt as he goes 5 innings. Does allow 5 hits and 1 run. That came in the last inning, but struck out 8. Now that brings up Landon Crumbly out of Walters State Community College, the other center on this team. And Crumbly this season, this actually will be his first appearance of the year for the Doughboys, it looks like, going to our stats. Coming out of Walters State Community College. In Morristown, the Grace Christian Academy High School graduate from Knoxville, Tennessee. Had a 3-0 record, 4 saves last year for the Senators. 42 2/3 innings pitch, gave up 3.16 ERA and 53 strikeouts on the season to just 10 walks. Gave up 17 runs, 15 of those were earned. 11.18 strikeouts per 9 innings from Crumbly this past season with the Senators. So this is his first appearance as a Doughboy. As again, the bullpen's been shaky for Johnson City. They were phenomenal last night, allowing just 1 run and no hits. And it's a 5-1 lead enough. Last night, 5 innings was enough for the starter for Johnson City, Hanselman, to go. Granted, the 7-run, 8-inning helped as well for Johnson City. They have a 4-run third inning and a 1-run in the fourth. It's Kean Saylor will step in to lead off the inning for the Flyboys as he'll step in. He is 0-for-2 today as that first pitch from Crumbly misses, 1-0. Struck out his last time up. Sorry, 1-for-2 today. Struck out his last time up and reached on a single and stole a base back in the first inning, the 1-0. That one's chopped over to Moss at first. Moss going to flip it back to Crumbly, who will step on the bag. And there's one away. That's the third time a play like that has been made by Moss, where Moss just snags it up and is able to just throw it back to the pitcher today. That brings up Avery Collins. He had the 1 hit last night for the Flyboys, but he's 0-for-2 tonight with a pair of strikeouts as Crumbly steps in. And that one's swinging a miss from Collins. There's the two former as the music's still rolling here in the 5-1 stadium. Everybody enjoying Avery Collins. He got In the Heat of the Night, one of the best songs by Def Leppard, though. So, hey, I'll let it pass. 0-1. That one hits Collins. So Collins is going to reach base safely for the first time today. So maybe it worked. First hit batter of the day for the Doughboy pitching staff. That brings in up Aiden Kennedy. Kennedy is 0-for-2. Grounded out to the pitcher his last time up. See, we'll step in with one away, and Collins on first after being hit by a pitch. And that bullpen's been kind of shaky for Johnson City this season. So that one misses low, 1-0. The best starter ERA, starting rotation ERA in the Appy League, belongs to Johnson City. the worst bullpen ERA belongs to Johnson City. It looks like a strike from Crumbly. This candidate 1-1. I wonder how many arms are ready for Johnson City. Is they used 5 arms last night, but did get 5 innings out of their starter for the second straight night. So I wonder if that's going to have any effect. The 1-1. Candidate fouls that one off onto the concourse, and a fan can't make the catch. Tried to make the barehanded catch, but just dropped it off his seat. Couldn't quite get that one as the count runs to 1-2 to Candidate on the Crumbly. 1 out in the bottom of the 6th inning. 5-1 lead for Johnson City. Glad to have you with us on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network, but we would love to have you at Pioneer Park next week for during his homestands. That one's in the dirt, 2-2. 2 games going to be on Monday and Tuesday against the Bristol State Liners. Dollar Monday on Monday. Select concession times are $1. Dollar Tuesday, select times are 2 for $1. Wednesday is Silver Slugger Day. If you're 55 years or older, you get a half-off ticket into the ballpark, and Thursday is Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. 2-2. That one's hit by Candidate and goes foul. Oh, man, a 2-2 count. This game's on Wednesday, and Thursday will be against the Princeton Whistle Pigs, a cross-division matchup. Part of a 6-game homestand here for the Fly Boys. Then they'll have 3 games at Johnson City for the next off day. So not going to go too far away. It's 30 minutes up the road. But then after that, we'll have a couple days off and then make the long trip to Pulaski, the first overnight trip for the Fly Boys. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Candidate. Swing and a miss, strike 3. That's Crumley's first strikeout of the contest. 9 for the day for this pitching staff. They're 2 away for Bo Ankeny in the bottom of the 6th inning. Ankeny had a 2-out double back in the 4th, but could not come around the score after a fly out by Dalton. It's 1-for-2. You can poke one over the fence. That'd make a 2-run game. That's 2 home runs this season. As that one's in there for a strike. 0-1. Ankeny has 2 of the 3 home runs this season for the Fly Boys and has the lone home run hit here at Pioneer Park by any team. Granted, this is only the 4th game at Pioneer Park this season. It's been a long road stretch for the Fly Boys. Swing and a miss. Nice movement on that pitch from Crumley, and it's 0-2. Currently the Walters State product out of Knoxville, Tennessee's Grace Christian Academy, looking to make sure that hit batter does not come back to bite them here in the bottom of the 6th. It's team up 5-1. The 0-2 with 2 outs to Ankeny. Swing and a miss. 3 pitches, 3 strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Crumley. That's the 10th strikeout of the night combined for the Doughboy pitching staff. As we head to the top of the 7th inning, score still 5-1 lead for Johnson City here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Five-one lead for Johnson City, and fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why McCrary Real Estate Group is here to help. Their team of experienced agents will guide you in every step of the real estate transaction. take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call the McCurry Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866. Visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can also search the McCurry Real Estate Group on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Pitching change for the Fly Boys as Ryan Sweeney is in. After every pitcher's gone two innings tonight for the Fly Boys, and Jacobs will sit down going two innings, one hit, four strikeouts, and hitting one batter, but no runs allowed, and Ryan Sweeney steps in for the first time tonight, the right-hander out of Ventura College in California, the Manchester, New Hampshire native coming in. Out of the bullpen, Sweeney has a 4.50 ERA in two starts. He's gone in two games played. Pardon me. He's gone two innings, giving up two hits, three runs. Only one was earned. He's hit one batter and has one strikeout. Bowser hitting .222 off of him so far in this young season. Probably wondering how Sweeney got from New Hampshire Ventura College in California. Well, he's the one that placed the play. Ventura College was on the few schools that offered him, JUCO out in California, and Sweeney did well this season for the Tigers. And now in the Appy League, looking to continue to develop as Jaden Melendez will step in from Sweeney, and here's the first pitch from Sweeney as that one's high for a ball, 1-0. Melendez today is 1-for-3 at a single back in the third inning. Ventura College is the Pirates. That one's dropped. It's 2-0. Ventura College follows the Tigers. I see the orange and black. I'm thinking of Idaho State. That's what I'm thinking of. Nowhere near each other. The 2-0 pitch coming from Sweeney. That was in there for a strike, 2-1. I don't know why orange and black made me think of that. Tusculum with the Pioneers, they're orange and black. I see their logo every day here at the stadium on top of the scoreboard. One of those guys, gotta do your research better. 2-1, that one's skied into the air. Gonna hang up for Saylor. He's gonna call off Campbell and we'll make the catch. And there's one away. The start at the top of the seventh inning. Got underneath that one, did Sally, and it just kept going straight up into the air for Cole Tremaine stepping in now, and Tremaine hasn't done well at the plate today after last night's game, but had some good defensive plays today and has kept the Flyboys off the board for the most part. 5-1 lead for Johnson City as that one curves in and can't find the stone to Sweeney, just missing. Tremaine was very good offensively last night and looking to get going here. The 1-0 is right down the middle for a strike, 1-1. Tremaine playing right field, made a great catch over his head. The Rob Dalton of a hit, is that one 2-1. As the sun has set here in Greenville, but got a nice moon out tonight. Last night about this time, it rained for about 8 minutes. So a big swing and a miss, now 2-2. Shouldn't happen today, but, you know, it's East Tennessee weather. The joke is that if you want the weather to change in East Tennessee, you just wait 90 seconds. And it'll change. You'll experience all the seasons. It's been a warm day today, but luckily it's been sunny. That's 2-2 pitch coming in the dirt, and the count runs full for the first time today for Sweeney. Six combined walks for the pitching staff of Greenville, but Jacobs went two innings without issuing a walk, struck out four batters. No walks for the Doughboy pitching staff, and you gotta love that if you're Johnson City. Payoff pitch of one out from Sweeney in the dirt, and for the first time today, Tremaine's gonna reach safely. Gets a one out walk and gets the first. Comes Jared Johnson. He's also 0-for-3 today. He is now the lone batter for the Doughboys that has not reached base safely. So that one's skied high into the air to Diaz, is going to run back and make the catch. First pitch swinging and still hasn't reached safely has Johnson in this one. He's now 0 for 4. I'm going to Justin Green. Green had a leadoff triple in the fourth and came around the score off of bases loaded walk by Graham Bright. I mean, it's 5-0 at the time. Now 5-1 lead for Johnson City. Two outs, top of the seventh inning, and one runner on after a walk issued by Ryan Sweeney. His first pitch is high, 1-0. Looking to extend their lead is Johnson City. They haven't scored in two innings. So you wonder how the bullpen's going to hold up in these final three frames. It's the 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Sweeney has now issued this season. I mean, that was his first walk issued this season. He's given up three runs, just one earned. As Sweeney, as he got into some trouble. Back up at Kingsport, 2-0. In the dirt, 3-0. And now an issue of issuing his second walk of the year is Sweeney. Shane Tucker is... could be in line to make his debut tonight. The Long Island Shark came last night, but to be able. Finnegan Wall is also in that bullpen, but he came today as that pitch misses low. A four-pitch walk issued by Sweeney, his second of the inning. And now runners are on. First and second for Michael Moss. Moss 0 for 1, but has drawn a pair of walks, scored on a pass ball back in the third, was stranded at third base in the fourth inning. Yeah, if Moss can hit one to the gap, he's got the power to. That could be two runs and extend the lead for Johnson City. Here's the pitch, is blown away. That's five straight balls issued by Sweeney, and now there's a pitcher warming up in the Greenville bullpen. One 0 count coming from Sweeney, two outs, top of the seventh inning, 5-1 lead for Johnson City with two runners on base. The 1-0. In the dirt, 2-0. That's now six straight balls thrown by Sweeney. There's 2-0 pitch coming from Sweeney. With two away in the top of the seventh inning. Michael Moss, 2-0. That's away, 3-0, and Sweeney has lost control. He has thrown seven straight balls now in danger of issuing his third walk of the inning and back-to-back walks, and the bases will be loaded for the fourth time tonight for the Johnson City Doughboys. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That one misses again. That's back-to-back walks on eight straight balls thrown by Sweeney. And the bases are loaded for Johnson City and for Gardner Lawrence. With two away. Lawrence was hit by a pitch, reached third his last time up in the sixth inning. And if he can just poke one to the outfield, or if he gets hit by a pitch again, that'll score a run. Already have seen one run walked in. That was off a walk by Graham Bright. That's the third walk of the game issued by Sweeney, and that one's high, and that's nine straight balls thrown by Sweeney. Three of the four pitchers today for the Flyboys have walked at least three batters. Jacobs is the only pitcher that didn't walk a single batter in his time out there. 1-0, swing and a miss, and finally, after nine straight balls, Sweeney gets a swinging strike. It's 1-1. Bases loaded for Gardner Lawrence. Team up 5-1 with two outs and top of the seventh, looking to extend their advantage. The 1-1. Gets inside. Good strike pitch. Good movement. Freezes Lawrence, and it's 1-2. And Sweeney can get his first strikeout of the game and get out of the bases loaded jam. Lawrence will step in, getting ready. Bases loaded, two outs, 1-2 count, top of the seventh inning, bases loaded. Swinney gets the call, shakes off the first one, kind of, and now time's going to get called by Lawrence. Swinney's already set, back up, ready to go. Lawrence will step in, bases loaded here, top of the seventh inning. 1-2, foul off, and Lawrence stays alive. Bluefield's retaking a 4-3 lead now on Kingsport in the bottom of the eighth inning, so that game's going back and forth. Princeton up 2-1 on Burlington, bottom of the seventh. Looking to knock Burlington off the unbeaten ranks. So here comes the 1-2 for Swinney. Misses outside and high, 2-2. Swinney took a step off and he made a little bit of a throwing motion. That's what you have to do in college. I don't think you have to do so in the AFI League because it's played like a professional league. This is now deuces wild with two outs. It's 2-2. That one's fouled off and staying alive is Lawrence. And everybody will reset. Here's 2-2 pitch, two outs. Bases loaded, top of the seventh inning for Lawrence. Sweeney gets set and Lawrence is going to take time. Again, Sweeney's getting set super quickly. And it's throwing off Lawrence. He's taking his time up the dish, and now they'll get set at the same time here. Bases loaded, top of the seventh inning. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Sweeney. That one's hit to the outfield, going to carry, and will just go foul. And thankfully goes foul for Sweeney, because that would have been a grand slam for Grant Lawrence. He's about 6 feet or so away from a grand slam down the right field line. As it goes over the wall into the trees right behind the right field line. That would have probably sealed the deal for the Doughboys here. That one outside. Now the count runs full, 3-2. That one just kept going and going. And thankfully for the Flyboys, gets out for Sweeney. But now he's in danger of walking in a run and issuing his third straight walk. Runner's going to go. Base loaded. Payoff pitch. In the dirt, and a run is scored. So a run is walked in after the third straight walk issued by Sweeney. He's issued four this inning, and he's allowed a run, and the lead swells back up to 5, and that's going to do it for Sweeney. Can't close the book on him yet. He goes two-thirds of an inning, has given up one run so far, thanks to four walks in this inning, and the bases are still loaded. We'll return. We'll tell you about the new Johnson City pitcher, or excuse me, the new Greenville pitcher. When we return, this is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So Shane Tucker is now going to come on in relief for the first time this season as the LIU Shark makes his debut for the Flyboys. And we'll talk about what Tucker did this past year at Long Island University, as Long Island made a great run. This is the first time they changed their name from LIU Brooklyn to just LIU in 2020. This is the first time they made the tournament since then. And the Sharks made the tournament, lost in the Wake Forest region, or excuse me, the Maryland regional. But this year for Tucker, he went 1-for-1 with a 4.91 ERA, 18 strikeouts, and 14 2/3 innings pitched, spending 12 appearances and 3 starts. And Tucker is a graduate from T.C. Williams High School in Alexandria, Virginia. If you're wondering, that sounds familiar. That is the high school from the Disney movie, Remember the Titans, starring Denzel Washington, that came back out in 2002. Transfer from New York Tech to Long Island, as Long Island had a successful season this year, making the NCAA tournament, had the most wins ever for Long Island, 37 wins. That beats out 35 they had as LIU Brooklyn back in 2019 when they last made the tournament, and won the Northeast Conference title. But right now in the Ivy League, Tucker inherits bases loaded. That first pitch is outside, 1-0 to Marmo. 3 straight walks, allowed a run to score in, so responsible for all of these runners is Ryan Sweeney. And Shane Tucker, the sophomore out of Long Island, steps in. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Marmo stumbles on that one. That one jammed him up and took a weird swing on that. It's 1-1. Marmo jammed his leg a little bit. He's shaking it up a bit. He's good to go. We'll step back in. Looking at Tucker. The 1-1, up high, misses 2-1. Tucker had a season-high 3 strikeouts against Mount St. Mary's back on May 20th. Was also shut down a 13-inning marathon game against Bryant in the NEC tournament. He allowed 0 hits in a pair of innings, 2 innings he pitched in that contest back on the 29th of May. 2-1, misses high, and now 3-1. Tucker just misses outside. The emergency pitcher listed is Jack Liberio Jr. So you gotta wonder if he will make an appearance tonight, or how long they'll ride Shane Tucker in his first appearance with the Flyboys. 3-1. And then for a strike, and the count runs full. Tucker can get a strikeout and can keep the lead at 5. This is 6-1. Lead for the Doughboys. 3-2. Count. Everybody's going to take off. Here's the pitch from Tucker. And there for strike 3. Tucker comes in, does his job, gets his first strikeout of the season. And strands the bases loaded for the Doughboys. But Johnson City gets a run back, and they take a 6-1 advantage as it's time to stretch here at Pioneer Park. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Oh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out. If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Time to stretch here in Greenville, down 6-1 after Ryan Sweeney walks in a run on bases loaded, 3 straight walks for him. So you can officially close his book. 2/3 of an inning, gives up 1 run after Tucker gets a strikeout, walks 4, doesn't strike out any as Shane Tucker gets 1 strikeout as Landon Crumbly is back in for another inning of work. The first reliever for the Doughboys this series to go longer than an inning. As everybody last night, these 4 pitchers to go just 1 inning, but you gotta wonder how many arms are available for the Doughboys after playing 10 games in the past 10 days with the off day tomorrow. Johnson City, I think, is just trying to get off to that off day. Same for the Flyboys as well, as they have used now five arms tonight. And Shamar Dalton steps in to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. Down 6-1 to the John C. Doughboys. Here's the pitch, and misses low, 1-0. Dalton is for two today. Sorry, one for two today. It was caught stealing as he chops that one foul, 1-1. Got a double back in the second, but was caught stealing to end the frame. Flew out to Tremaine on a heck of a grab that kept Ankeny off the board from scoring. That's why it's a 6-1 game. As that one's hit by Dalton the other way, it's going to get down in front of the left fielder. That's his second hit of the day. And that's a leadoff single for Dalton here in start off the seventh inning. His first hit allowed by Crumbly. That brings up Will Brown here. Down 6-1. In the bottom of the seventh inning, but nobody out. Six hits today for the Flyboys as Brown gets underneath that one, but it will go straight into the air to the left fielder and is caught easily by Frost. Frost had to make about two steps, catches that one. There's one away in this one. Here comes Josh Cunniff, and his last time up, he got his first hit of the season. That was an RBI single that scored Will Brown. And that's why it's a 6-1 ball game. Stepping in is Cunniff looking for his second hit and possibly his second RBI of the night, as Allen gets into the strike zone on one just low, but finds the edge. The 6-1 lead. My boys down. They scored just one run in back-to-back nights so far, but still have about, still have eight outs. Doing the math real quick, because that one's outside 1-1. To score two runs. Only down four instead of down 10 by the time they scored their first run, or they were down 5 by the time they scored their first round. The top of the 8th is where the wheels came off for the Doughboys. Run up first, and Dalton gets back. Dalton, again, was picked off on a move by Beckenstadt earlier this game. There's the 1-1 coming toward Cunningham. In the dirt, now 2-1. There are some arms in Johnson's bullpen. Again, availability may be a question mark. They used a lot of pitchers against Kingsport in the series earlier this year, and then they used five pitchers last night. So I wonder how long you're going to send some of these guys out there. Here's the 1-1. That one's hit off the edge of the bat by Cunniff. Tremaine's going to have to run up, and he'll make a running basket catch. Throw back to first is in time. Double play. Cole Tremaine on the run makes a nice basket catch, has to throw it back over to Moss, and the 9-3 double play is how this inning ends. So the Flyboys can't score despite the single by Dalton. So when we return, it's the eighth inning. Shane Tucker out for an inning of work. We'll see what he can do when we return to the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Well, Cole Tremaine's been a menace for the Greenville Flyboys in this series, and he gets the 9-3 double play in the seventh inning and keep this a 6-1 lead for Johnson City in top of the eighth. And this is when the Doughboys took advantage last night. 7 runs scored after Sam Roberts came in just 2/3 of innings, allowed 1 hit, 5 runs, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts, and then Riley Taylor tried to close it out. He gave up 2 hits and 2 runs in that 8th frame as the Doughboys are to pull away. They dropped a run in the, they scored a run in the 7th inning to make it 6-1. They'll look to try to pull away again. As Isaiah Frost is up for the 5th time today, he has done well. 1-for-3, has a 2 RBI double, reached on a walk back in the 4th, but did strike out in the 6th. This is a 6-1 lead for Johnson City here. So we play late into the night here in Greenville. That first pitch from Tucker finds the edge of the strike zone, 0-1. Tucker has a 1 strikeout to get out of the bases loaded jam. Now he inherited from Ryan Sweeney. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. That one actually may have gotten tipped off the glove of Cunniff, and it's 0-2. So Tucker working quickly. You'll love to see that. With a pitching staff of the Flyboys for your coach, Andy Collins. As some of your temporary players are going to be heading out of town after this first 10 days, after their 10-day contract ends. A swing and a miss. 3 pitches, 3 strikes from Tucker. And that is how the first out's made in the top of the 8th inning. Brings up Matt Maselli up to bat. He is 0-for-4, but reached on a walk because back in the 4th inning. 0-for-3, pardon me. First pitch to Tucker. Swing and a miss. That's 4 pitches, 4 strikes from Tucker. It's 0-1. Tucker just blowing it right by these Doughboy batters. Here's the 0-1. In the dirt, 1-1. That ends the immaculate inning. Idea. Tucker frustrated himself with that one. He thinks that one broke a little too much, possibly. So here comes the 1-1. That one almost hits Maselli. He ducks out of the way. And it's 2-1. I thought that hit his bat at one point, but it did not. And so it's 2 balls, 1 strike from Tucker to Maselli. Here gets set, the 2-1 pitch. Good, curveball gets in there, and it's 2-2. Tucker going right at these batters. He is already quickly back on the mound. So he works quick, the 2-2 pitch coming. Reaches for it, does Maselli over to Brown. Brown's going to throw the first in time for the out, and there are 2 away in the 8th inning. Brown playing second base for the first time this season. Hasn't had a whole lot hit his way. But no errors tonight for the Flyboys. There are no errors either for the Doughboys as well. It's been a clean ball game after last night seeing combined 5 errors. Tucker throws that one in there. First strike 0-1. Finds the bottom of the strike zone for Melendez. And this flew out to right his last time up. That's played by Kean Saylor. The 0-1. That one's chopped over to Ankeny at third. Ankeny makes a scoop, throws it the first, picked up by Kennedy, but can't control it. And just as I say it, the announcer's curse, first error of the night. Bo Ankeny gets the throwing error. And reaching first with 2 away is Melendez, so pardon me for speaking early, as that's the first error of the night for either side. And inning continues with Cole Tremaine coming up. Tremaine made a nice basket-style catch and gunned out Brown, Dalton at first. Last time that was that. That one's hit on the line by Tremaine down the right field line. Going to roll all the way to the wall. Rounding third is Melendez. Melendez is going to call time as that ball gets jammed. And it's out of play. It got jammed underneath the wall deep down the right field line. And so breathing a sigh of relief for the Fly Boys. As Saylor couldn't get the ball, and they're going to move everybody back 90 feet. I thought it should be, if it's out of play, everybody should advance 90 feet, but you're going to get no complaints from Johnson City, but that's a two-out single. It takes away a run for Doughboys, but no argument from Doughboys dugout as Johnson will step up. That one's blocked away, 1-0. That one probably, yeah, that probably should have advanced. You figured it would on that play. Got stuck. There's a fence in the right field foul territory between the foul pole and the fence. There's a little wedge, and that ball got stuck, and Saylor couldn't get out there. So 6-1, the score as that one misses. Now it's 2-0. It's 1-0. 2-0 pitch, pardon me, coming for Tucker. That's a big swing by Johnson. Johnson, again, the only player not to reach safely for the Doughboys today. He has popped up twice, struck out once, and grounded out to first. It's 1-1 with two outs from Tucker. That one's high, and it's 2-1. Pardon me, 3-1. 3-1 count coming from Tucker, in danger of issuing his first walk of the day after giving up his first hit of the day. A double to Tremaine, or for me, a single to Tremaine. He advances on the out-of-play ball. 3-1. It's high, 4-1. That's the first walk of the day issued by Tucker, and the bases are loaded for the fifth time today. Johnson City's had opportunities to score, but haven't been able to do so. Just a couple of runs after a four-run inning, and here comes Justin Green. And for the first time today, Johnson's going to reach base safely. With the bases loaded now and two away. That one's fouled off 0-1. After the single by Tremaine, I believe it's going to be ruled a single. Ball gets stuck in the corner of the fencing. Probably advances a base and the walk. Also an error. The inning should be over. That was an error by Ankeny. That continues the inning, so the first run will not be earned. That one's outside. It's 1-1. If Tucker allows anybody to score. Looking to get out of it. He got out of a base load jam coming in the last inning. That one's outside. Curves too much. 2-1. This would be the third run walked in if Tucker can't get some control. It's a 2-1 count. Single could anything to the outfield is going to score possibly two, maybe three if it's deep enough. From Green. He rips that one. It kind of jammed him up, and it's 2-2. And now strike away is Tucker from getting out of another bases loaded jam. 6-1 lead for the Doughboys in the top of the eighth inning. Two away. Inning should be over, but the error by Bo Ankeny and then the single by Tremaine and now a walk by Tucker has kept this inning alive for the Doughboys. 2-2 pitch coming. Two away. Bases loaded. 6-1 lead for Johnson City at the top of the eighth inning. Tucker set. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Shane Tucker. Clutch again. Gets out of the jam with the bases loaded. That's the third out of the inning. And the Doughboys can't score seven like they did last night in the eighth inning. As we head to the bottom of the eighth inning, Flyboys down by 5 here in this one. We have more action for you when we return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
So new pitcher for the Doughboys coming in. First time we will see Will Westbrock from Caldwell Tech Community College. So close the door on Crumbly. He goes two innings, gives up a hit, two strikeouts, and hits one batter. As Westbrock makes his appearance out of the pen. A pen that's been strong in this series for Johnson City, but they hold just a 5-run lead instead of the 9-run lead they had last night the 10-run lead they had at this point last night in this game. So let's go check out the pitching stats for Westbrock. Westbrock has 0-1, a 16-20 ERA. 3 1/3 innings pitched. He's blown one save, 7 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned. He's given up 3 home runs this season and has hit one batter, walked one batter, and has 5 strikeouts. So Westbrock looking to just keep Johnson City ahead. You're up by 5. You don't have as much of a lead as last night, but against Elizabethton, gave up that walk-off home run by Elizabethton. Pardon me. Against Elizabethton, gave up 3 home runs in one game. My apologies. Including the walk-off. It's been a tough year, tough start for Westbrock, but he's looking to get under control with Alex Diaz stepping in and the lead off the bottom of the eighth inning. There's pitch from Westbrock, and Diaz hits that one sky high, and guess who it's going to be? It's going to be Tremaine in right field making the catch at the last minute. I had to get over and make it, actually. That's one away up the first pitch, so if you're Westbrock, you're bringing a sigh of relief as you're good there, but with this top of the order up, full of power hitters, giving up 3 home runs. Grant Elizabethton, the smallest park in the Abbey League. You can't miss it all, as Saborn Campbell steps in 0-3 today. Here's the first pitch from Westbrock, and then for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 from Campbell. Going quickly as Westbrock hits the ground. It's 1-1. Westbrock looking to work quickly and get out of this one as just 5 outs remain for the Flyboys. That one misses low, and it's 2-1. That one just missed from Westbrock. Here's 2-1. That misses low, 3-1. Westbrock is in danger of issuing a 1-out walk to Campbell, getting Campbell on board. And with Campbell's speed, that could be dangerous. 3-1. That's low. That's a 5-pitch walk issued to Campbell, and Campbell is aboard with one away in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's the first walk issued of the day by Westbrock, and the first walk issued by any Doughboy pitcher today. They have a combined 11 strikeouts. Kean Saylor steps in. Getting set. Handle at first, and that's another ball for 0-1-0. And now the catcher, Lawrence, going to go out and talk to his pitcher, Westbrook. Pulaski up 6-2 on Danville. We're going to close that one out in the top of the ninth. Princeton up 2-1 on Burlington, bottom of the ninth, and Burlington's down to their final out. And a win would mean there would be no undefeated teams heading into the first off day of the season. If Burlington falls. Bluefield's knocked off Kingsport, so they've won two straight. John City looking to win two straight, up 6-1 in the top of the eighth. So that one misses, and it's 2-0 from Westbrook. Run at first is Saborn Campbell. Kean Saylor up the bat. Flyboys down 6-1, the bottom of the eighth inning. Have you with us here. 2-0. Swing and a miss, and it's now 2-1. One for three for Saylor today. Ground out to Moss his last time up over at first base. 2-1. Big swing and a miss, and Westbrook has battled back. Make it 2-2. Saylor looking just to move Campbell over and get the lead down to where he can get a walk-off grand slam. As that one misses away, that's a ball, and Campbell's going to get all the way to second. Takes a big lead around the pass ball. And the count runs full. So a full count now, and that ball gets away from Westbrook, and Campbell fall about running there. Westbrook calls time, and we'll get a new baseball. Full count, one away. Saborn Campbell now sits at second. For Saylor, down 6-1 on the Flyboys here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Westbrook gets a strikeout. Nice moving on that one, and there are two away in the eighth. And Avery Collins will come up the bat now. That's a big strikeout, and that was needed for sure, as Collins, the switch hitter, now going to step into the right-handed box after he was hit by a pitch his last time up in the sixth. So he gets set. Runner at second's Campbell with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning as he looks at the first pitch ball, 1-0. Collins maybe looking to pull one over the left field fence. That would cut the lead in half with one swing of the bat. Checking on Campbell, there's Westbrook. 1-0. That one's hit. And it's 1-1. Two outs. Ball. It's at foul. Princeton has knocked off Burlington, so no undefeated teams left in the Appy League. Heading into the first off day. 2-1 win for the Whistle Pigs. 6-2 lead for Pulaski over Danville on top of the ninth, so this is going to be the latest game to finish up in the Appy League. Glad to have you with us. Flyboys Broadcasting Network, the 1-1. Fouled off, and Westbrook a strike away from getting out of the jam. Keeping the lead at 5 with his team having one more opportunity to bat for the moment, unless, of course, the Flyboys can score 5 runs. And, of course, it depends on what the choice was made at the beginning of the contest for the extra inning tiebreaker. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Westbrook back-to-back strikeouts comes up big for the Doughboys and ends the frame and keeps the Flyboys off the board. We've played 8. Doughboys have one last chance to extend their lead. See what happens when we return to the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil.
As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
We have another pitcher making their debut tonight for the Flyboys, and it's Finnegan Wall from UC Irvine. The Anteater makes his first appearance for the year. He got here today. Did not know if he was going to be in the rotation or not, and plans may have changed. Jermaine Curtis did change the lineup about an hour before first pitch as well. To close the book on Tucker, he goes a third, one and a third innings. This is a one hit, no runs. Walks one and strikes out three as Wall steps in the UC Irvine Anteater. As he just finished class yesterday, UC Irvine started school on September 28th. They did not get out of class until June 10th. So they finished class this Friday, and Wall makes the trip across the country. The pitch, the Hesperera, California native, and this season for the Anteaters, just pitched 9 innings of a 10 ERA. 10 runs, they've all been earned. 15 hits, 4 walks, 7 strikeouts for the Anteaters out of the Big West Conference. So Doughboys looking for insurance, facing Finnegan Wall. First time today, so this is Wall's first appearance in the Appy League this season. And once again, I did not think he would appear tonight, as he literally showed up today and is now coming in the pitch. So, sixth pitcher of the night used by the Flyboys, and it's Finnegan Wall, and he first pitch swinging is Moss, and that one's fouled off of play. Moss has reached base safely 3 times with thanks to 3 walks, scored on a pass ball back in the third. Well, everybody in the league has a day off tomorrow after 10 days of playing nonstop baseball. Here's the 0-1. That's low and dirt, 1-1. Much needed. The Flyboys stay at home 4 more home games. Monday and Tuesday against Kingsport. Wednesday and Thursday against Princeton, who just knocked off Burlington. And then 3 straight road games against Johnson City. That one's high, 2-1. So, Johnson City looking to take the series, get the sweep over Johnson, over Greenville. Up 6-1 at the top of the ninth inning, and Finnegan Wall out there for the first time the season. That one's high, 3-1. The Anteaters of UC Irvine out of the Big West Conference. Probably remember them from their Conference World Series run back in 2007, lost to Oregon State in the championship game. The 3-1 pitch from Wall. And Wall makes his debut with a walk. That's the 4th walk drawn today by Moss. Comes in the top of the 9th inning. And they have a new hitter for the Doughboys. That is number 30. Kyle Harbison. So that means Harbison's probably going to stay in the catch to close out this frame. He's coming in. Last night, Harbison went 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored, so he was effective starting last night at catcher. As he hits that one on the line, and it will go foul. Matt had a chance to score another run, and that would be a inauspicious debut for Finnegan Wall after walking the first batter he sees and give up a hit RBI single, but it's 0-1 for Harbison. 6-1 lead for Johnson City here Top of the ninth. 0-1 count coming to Harvest. And with Finnegan Wall making his first appearance of the year. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Cunniff, and now it's 1-1. Don't forget Jimmy Buffett Tribute Band playing a concert after the game. We'll have most of that concert as we can on our stream. We probably should have a good bit on our stream. There's the pitch from Wall, skied into the air. Keyan Saylor is going to make a run and going to make a catch on the run and steps underneath it. And Harbison will fly out to right here in the ninth inning. And there's one away. It looks like another pinch hitter for the Doughboys. And it is another pinch hitter coming in for Caleb Marmo. That's Logan Hugo of Eastern Michigan. So Hugo comes in for Marmo. We assume he's going to be center fielder. The batter from Eastern Michigan steps in first time this entire series. We'll get you his stat line here. His first pitch from Wall is in there for a strike. I can tell you right now, Hugo in BP was hitting some absolute bombs over the left field fence. He's batting 222 on the season with 6 hits, 3 doubles, and 4 RBI. An 0-1 pitch coming from Wall. Swing and a miss. It's an 0-2 count now of one away. This is big for Wall. He's trying to keep this Doughboy lead just to 5. Keep the Flyboys in it with a chance to tie it up. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one almost hits Hugo. He'll step out to gather himself, 1-2 from Wall. There is an extra arm warming up in the pen for the Flyboys, probably Jack Liberio. He was the emergency pitcher. Would probably come in for extra innings play defense is what we assume, but there are a bunch of arms actually warming up right now for the Flyboys. Here's the 1-2. That one's reached out by Hugo and fouled away. So it's 1-2. Pulaski wins at 6-2 of Danville, so they move to 6-4. Danville right at 500 at 5-5. So Pulaski, after starting the season 0-3, they have won 6 of their last 7. They're the hottest team right now entering the break. Here's the 1-2. Allen's lifted up underneath. Diaz is going to run in. He's going to call off Wall and makes the catch. And there are 2 away in the top of the ninth inning. So that brings up Isaiah Frost for the 6th time tonight. He is just 1 of 5 with 3 strikeouts, but does have a 2 RBI double back in the 3rd and drew a walk. He got stuck at 2nd base back in the 4th inning. So came around the score after a balk by Bright as that was outside 1-0. So trying to get out of this inning and keep it a 5-run game is Wall. He's issued 1 walk this inning, but no one has scored yet. That's why Maul stands at first, the 1-0. Allen misses high, 2-0. There's another pitcher from UC Irvine scheduled to come in for the Flyboys. That's David Vizcaino. It's going to arrive soon as well. Some more arms coming for the Flyboys. 2-0. That one's hit by Frost over to Campbell. He makes a couple of steps and makes the catch. So the leadoff walk doesn't hurt Wall. He goes an inning of work, and it's now clutch time for the Flyboys. They need to score 5 runs, and they have 3 outs to do so. We'll see what happens here when we return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
All busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at getvaccineanswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Well, interesting situation now for the Doughboys, as Cole Tremaine is now going to come out and pitch from right field. There's a lot of movement going on here for Johnson City, and Tremaine has pitched before. He has pitched one inning of work this season. He's given up a hit and struck out two in just an inning of work so far this season. Has Tremaine. So he moves from right field. He'll move in as they drop the DH due. The Doughboys. Tremaine, hitting wise, has been phenomenal tonight and has made some good defensive plays and now looks to get done pitching wise. That one start came against Kingsport. Had the save opportunity but couldn't quite get it as his team lost in that game back on June 8th. So Harbison's going to move to catcher. Kyler McIntosh is at second base. They're going to move Justin Green to center field. The third baseman is Melendez now, I believe. No, Johnson's going to move to third base. Pardon me. Leave that's it. So we got a whole lot of movement going on. We'll update you if there are any more changes, but we'll let you know for sure. As Aiden Candy comes in to face Tremaine here in the bottom of the ninth. Three outs, score five runs for Aiden Candy and the Fly Boys. He looks at the first pitch ball from Tremaine to close the door on Westbrook. He goes an inning, gives up no hits, walks one, and strikes out two. A lot of movement going on for the Doughboy defense here. The pitch gets in, and it's 1-1. It's 1-1, 6-1 lead for the Doughboys, despite being out hit 6-5. They've been able to take advantage of some walks as that one's fouled off 1-2. Two times the bases loaded walk has resulted in a run for the Doughboys. You take that away, it's just a 4-1 ball game. Also have a balk that scored a run. To take that away, it's just a 3-1 ball game. But a lot of shoulda, woulda, coulda in this one. Here's a 1-2. That one gets in there for a strike. Just sneaks in there. Tremaine gets a strikeout, and that's first strike count of the contest for Cole Tremaine. First battery face faces and Bo Ankeny up the bat. Ankeny was hit from, he struck out his last time up, has a double tonight. As there are two outs, or one out in the bottom of the ninth, two outs left for the Fly Boys in this one. That pitch misses low from Tremaine, 1-0. You had to wonder how many arms were available for the Doughboys, and they decided to go to Cole Tremaine from right field and move everybody around. So 1-0. That's low, 2-0. Remember, everybody's getting an off day tomorrow, and that looks like a much-needed off day for a lot of these teams. Looking to reset and recharge as Johnson City's looking to take a two-game win streak to the break. Meanwhile, Greenville will have a three-game losing streak if they can't score five runs here. 2-0. In the dirt, 3-0. here on the Bo Ankeny. One away after the leadoff strikeout by Colt Tremaine. 3-0 pitch. That's high. 4-pitch walk issued to Ankeny. Tremaine issues his first walk of the night, and we'll see if there's going to be a pinch runner. No, they're going to leave Ankeny out there. That brings up Shamar Dalton. Dalton singled back in the seventh inning, but was out on a 9-3 double play issued by this man, Tremaine, who stands on the mound. Dalton has one home run this season. We'll have to pull one to the right field fence. He looks at the first pitch strike, 0-1. Double play ball would end it for the Doughboys and give them their second straight victory and the sweep of the first meeting in the Battle of the Boys. 0-1. Big swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Tremaine going right at Dalton after walking Ankeny. Dalton gets set. Here comes the 0-2 of one away. Ankeny at first. Down 6-1. That one's chopped over to Moss. Moss can't handle it. Bounces off of his face. He's going to hold up. He says he's fine. And that's an E3, the first error of the night for Johnson City. And now there are two runners on with just one out for Will Brown. They may rule that a hit. They're going to say that was a really hard hit ball, so they may give that a hit to Dalton. But regardless, that brings up Will Brown with one away and a chance to get back in this game. Two runners on after the hard hit ball by Dalton. That one's outside. 1-0. They're going to rule that a hit by Dalton, so that was a hard hit ball, and that went off the face of Moss, but he looks to be okay. The 1-0. High, and now 2-0, and this is the bullpen struggles. Team Johnson City. Leading this one, 2-0. Will Brown a chance, if he can get him to the outfield, can bring home at least one run. Possibly two with the speed of Dalton. Big swing and a miss. Now 2-1 is the count from Tremaine. Two-one count. 6-1 lead for Johnson City in the bottom of the ninth. That one's up the edge of the bat and making the catch is the right fielder. He'll handle it. The Logan Hugo. Hugo moved over to the right field. And there are two away. Hugo replacing Tremaine. This kind of steps up to bat. Flew out to right in a double play ball his last time up. And Cunniff did have his first hit of the season. Back in the fifth. And that's how the run was scored off an RBI single. To score Will Brown. Let's see, looking to earn their second straight victory as that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 to Cunningham. O-1 pitch coming, two away. Here in the bottom of the ninth. Five boys down to their last out. Misses just outside, and it's 1-1. Don't forget, everybody's off on Sunday. Greenville will be back at home on Monday and Tuesday to take on the Kingsport Axemen. A two-game series. The 1-1. Misses high, 2-1. For Johnson City, the Doughboys also return home. Pardon me. Greenville takes on the Bristol State Liners. Johnson City is home to take on the Kingsport Axemen. 2-1 count coming up. To Cunniff, runners at first and second, two away, bottom of the ninth. That one's chopped over the short, a slow roller. Going to be a tough play, and a play is going to be made, and that's how the game ends. Johnson City wins it 6-1, thanks to the great play over at short to end the game, and Johnson City has won two straight now, and they're 2-8 on the season. Meanwhile, Greenville has dropped three straight ball games and fall to 3-7 heading into the break. That's their longest losing streak of the season. Ties it after starting off 0-3, then going 3-2. Now have dropped three straight ball games. Are going 3-1. Now have dropped three straight ball games. Have the Flyboys falling on Margaritaville night here at Pioneer Park. And that's been a tough stretch for the Flyboys. They got the hits they needed, but couldn't get the offense, falling 6-1 in this one. So, Flyboys are back home. Four games left at home, part of the six-game homestand. Monday and Tuesday, take on the Bristol State Liners. Monday is Dollar Monday, $1 concession items, including hot dogs, chips, and classic cookies. Tuesday is 2-for-1. Tuesday, two items are select 2 for $1. Wednesday is Silver Slugger Day against the Princeton Whistle Pigs. If you're a fan that's 55 years or older, you'll get half-price tickets. And on Thursday, it's Thirsty Thursday. We have draft specials all night long. So come party with us on Thursday. And then Greenville will take on Johnson City again next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the road. That game next Sunday, June 19th, will be a 7-inning contest at 5:30 p.m. Every other game set to start at 7 o'clock. But get your tickets now, flyboysbaseball.com, for all those games at Pioneer Park. But if for some reason you can't make it, we will have you locked in for all the action at flyboysbaseball.com. Final score, Johnson City 6, Greenville 1. Greenville's dropped three straight now on the Young Appy League season. For our entire crew, thank you for joining us for this homestand, and we'll see you back here on Monday night, 6:45 p.m. on the Flyboy Broadcasting Network, taking on the Bristol State Liners. So we're going to get on out of here. Hope you enjoy the concert if you're here in the stadium, and we will see you back here on Monday night. Final score, Johnson City 6, Greenville 1. This has been the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. Thank you so much for watching.